WRWB 49.
WSBT 754.
Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Mike. It's Friday, homie.
I hear that, man. You know, well, I don't get a day off. You know, my line of work, I got to work every day, but that's all right. No big deal. I've been doing it for over 20 years.
What kind of line of work are you into?
I'm a home care provider.
Oh, very good. Very good. We are dealing with that kind of thing right now with my dad. He's 90 years old, dementia, failing health, and yeah, family's kind of wrapped up in that right now as well, man. Good job, Mike.
You are getting adequate care, you know, at the agency, or is it one of those agencies that have a high turnover rate?
Yeah, oh man, he's kind of fickle, you know, and my stepmom, she don't like strangers in the house. I'm glad I'm not up there dealing with it every day. I think they live up close to where your parents are, in that neck of the woods. They live just outside of Beaverton.
Yeah, that's just down from White Star. Still Gladwin County.
Yeah, my little sister used to be the emergency coordinator or EOC or whatever. She used to be the emergency management coordinator for Gladwin County until she had a motorcycle accident.
That stinks, man. Yeah, my parents live off of a, well, one of those lakes that got affected back in, what was it? 19, 18, somewhere in there.
Oh, back there in that flood or whatever?
Yeah, their lake, which is Smallwood Lake, which is just below Secord, and that's all off the tip of Tawassee. Anyway, yeah, they got affected by that. You know, the dam on that lake got screwed up too, so they had to drain the water out of it and fix the dam. I think by what they said this year, or the end of this year, or next year, there will be a lake again. But they've been saying that for the last 5-6 years now.
Good morning from WSHM 738.
And good morning, Paul. Yeah, I fished that Secord Lake a bunch of years ago, my brother and I. And it's kind of strange driving by that now, seeing how dry. You know, it's really like, wow, man. It's amazing how big that lake really was.
Go ahead, Mike.
Where was I at here? Heard you talking about Secord Lake. Yeah, that's like the bigger body. That Smallwood's the smaller.
Yeah, all right.
I got a jammer out there this morning already.
It's ridiculous.
That's the mentality of few people, Charlie. I mean, nothing you can really do about it.
You know, Mike, I was thinking Sanford Lake. That's the one I was thinking about. That's that one that straddles US 10, ain't it?
Yeah, Sanford, yeah, their dam was like, it just went right down in the center of Midland.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of. That's the one I fished with my brother, but I've been on Secord. Geez, man, I can't remember how long ago that was. Yeah, what a mess that turned out to be. Go ahead, Paul, WSBT 754.
Yeah, good morning. It's Friday. We finally made it. It's a big thing for me. Charlie, I don't think you work the weekends for the most part, right? So you are appreciative of Friday, correct?
That would be correct. And I get off early this Friday, so that's even better yet.
Oh, man. Bonus.
We do this weird 980 schedule. We do 9 days, 80 hours, 44 hours 1 week, 36 the next. And this is the 44 hours, but we get off early on Friday, an hour early.
Hey, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Every other Friday off, man. 3-day weekends, twice a month. Gotta love it. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, they said by, like I said, you know, either the end of this year or next year, most of those lakes will be back in operational. I know the dam over Sanford, I think they finally fixed that. And then I want to say the one over Secord in Smallwood, that should be done by the end of this year or done by next year. But man, it's taken an awful long time.
Where is that lake at? So I jumped in like halfway through this conversation.
M30 and M61. It's in Gladwin County.
Oh, okay. Well, my up north trip's all been pretty much once camping in the 80s a long time ago, and then other than that, golf trips and skiing trips.
When most people think of Gladwin, they think of Sugar Springs, you know, because it's got a golf course and it's a big yuppity community for, you know, rich folks that retire and want to move up north, and they move to Sugar Springs. It's a private, I guess you could say, you know, community with a big lake. You know, the retirees up there, they usually have, like, you know, buku bucks.
You double with Charlie. Charlie, go ahead.
I got the first part of him. Wasn't it just one dam that let go, Mike? How did that affect all them lakes?
Because they, you know, what had happened was they, further up, you know, they, the state, Michigan DEQ, let the dams breach, and then when they breached, that was the end of it, man. You know, they waited too long, and before you know it, you know, they just let that water rush down and it wiped out all the other dams.
Yeah, that's crazy. I know it was quite a mess, man. That's Sanford, that's a pretty sizable lake. When we drove over it the last time and it was empty, it was unbelievable.
If you remember, too, all those lakes that were put there, they were man-made lakes. They were never natural lakes. They were just lakes that were put there when they built those hydro dams back in, what, the 30s? And, you know, they've been there ever since. So they were never a natural lake.
Would it be incorrect or impolite to say, damn that dam? Damn, what a dam. Where's the damn dam? Yeah. Crazy stuff, man, that goes on in this world. Be riding again, traffic in a bike. In the dark, it's gonna get plugged. No lights.
Let me guess, not to sound racist to any of you folks out there, but let me guess. A black guy wearing black clothing and on a black bike. I see that all the time in Mount Clemens. It's like, where there's no adequate lighting either, it's like, man, you're going to get yourself killed.
Yeah, you're going to ruin somebody else's life because you want to be out here in pitch dark, in pitch dark clothes. Yeah, it's nuts. Yeah, it's crazy. No, Mike, just the guy. Doesn't matter, race, creed, or color. Just a guy. Looking to make the newspaper headlines. I mean, at least have some kind of light on your bike or something so people can see you. Stupidity. In the end, Charlie is right. You hit him, and you're not in the farm. And they're all going to blame you for the way you drive, right? Well, that's what his lawyers will do, or his family's lawyer, right? Exactly what happened, but, you know, you're not really speeding, not drunk, none of that, but you're still going to take the onus of hitting a pedestrian on a bike. Yeah, copy that. All right, gentlemen. Time to run in and make the coffee. And y'all have a good day, and I will catch you on Monday, probably. WSBT 754. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, with enough flock cams and traffic cams they have today, you know, a lot of things now that can, you know, back you up in court.
All right, see you, Charlie. Have a good Friday. Hope it goes quick for you. We'll see you later. Have a good weekend if I don't catch you beforehand. Yeah, basically, that's it, Mike. You just, you know, you'll have to deal with the aftermath. But, you know, when it comes to car and pedestrian, they have to be doing something real stupid and proven real stupid to get you out of hot water. But the onus is going to be on you, rest assured.
Right, yeah, we'll catch you later there, Charlie. Yeah, it's unfortunate. No, but what I was saying earlier, it happens all the time in Mount Clemens. I mean, it's just an everyday occurrence. And then when you do see them, it's like the last minute, and then they're yelling at you, and it's like, well, dude, I can't see you, you know. I mean, put some lighter clothing on or have some reflective whatever, you know. It's can't see you.
Yeah, back at my old job, I used to travel quite a bit. I did that for about 12, 13 years. And I remember going out to New Jersey quite a bit. This is probably... I don't know, mid-2000s or something. I forgot the name of the road, but it's like a divided highway in that stretch. And one of the workers there hit some crackhead and killed her. And he was all shooken up about it, but at the end of the day, he didn't get in trouble because he wasn't doing anything wrong, and this crackhead was venturing out into the street, you know, as a bum, basically, right? So, but he was shook up about it.
Yeah, because of, you know, certain things and circumstances, you know, you just never know. I mean, it seems like today the criminals have more rights than the innocent.
Yeah, well, like I said, any time a vehicle's involved with hitting a pedestrian, whether they're walking or on a bike, you know, it's bad news for the driver.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, yeah. That's like, what was it? I want to say 10 years ago. Somebody had hit somebody at 16 in Gratiot and drug them for like at least a half mile before they realized it. And I think that it showed that they, you know, dislodged the body and it just kept going. Didn't even bother to call the cops or stop.
Oh yeah, there was a situation a few years ago where an old guy was towing, I think, like a trailer or a motorhome or something. Flipped a motorcycle cop, killed him, and drug him halfway down the road. Like out in Lansing or up north somewhere over there, I forget the exact details. And of course, the government goes after this old guy. You know, but they proved in court that that motorcycle cop didn't have his lights on. It was dark, I guess, right? So in other words, he was a sitting duck in the dark, and that guy didn't get in trouble, but they were trying to get him for vehicle manslaughter, right? So he got off, because they proved that the cop didn't have his lights on. He was sitting there in the dark on a motorcycle on the side of the freeway, or wherever the hell he was, but they were trying to hang that guy over the cop's stupidity. Yeah, it's a shame a cop lost his life, but... You know, this is what I talk about. The onus is on the driver when something happens like that. And heaven forbids if it's a cop, they got all the power in the world. But in this particular case, they proved that the cop was negligent.
Yeah, you know, dummy him. You know, he should have been more vigilant. Oh boy, some of these cops, I mean, they're not too bright.
Yeah, that's some good investigation work on the defense lawyer's side for sure. I mean, it changes the whole dynamics altogether from spending the rest of your life in jail or a long time in jail, not to mention the legal financial repercussions from it. Totally flip-flop. So good investigation work.
It's like the Macomb sheriff. Sometimes they'll sit on the left-hand side on 94 and just sit on the shoulder up against the wall, and it's like dark. When it's dark out, you know, trying to catch speeders on 94, it's like, dude, why the hell would you want to park here? I mean, you're just looking for, you know, punishment here.
Yeah, WSHM 738 to keep it legal.
Yeah, WRWB 49.
All right.
Well, I got some stuff to do after work today, so I'm going to come home and lounge around for about an hour, and then I got some stuff to get to, so kind of a busy Friday here.
Yeah, I was gonna cut the grass today. I was gonna do it yesterday, but you know, I had to help somebody with their brakes get that done and send them on their way.
Yeah, I just seen a sign on the freeway that's saying the Mackinac Bridge is gonna be closed on Labor Day. That's probably throwing a monkey wrench in a couple of people's holidays program.
Usually it's, well, yeah, they do the bridge walk. It's usually shut down for like a few hours. I remember the one year my dad's friend was leaving the hunting cabin in the UP there, and he forgot all about it, so he just said the heck with it. He just went through Canada and then came back around and out by Sarnia. He said, I wasn't going to sit there and wait for that.
Oh, okay. Is that a thing they do up there, a bridge walk on Labor Day? No, that's why it's closed. I figured the natural reaction would be, unless you're familiar with what goes on up there, you would think construction, but this is a Labor Day thing they do?
The Labor Day bridge walk, they've been doing that for, God, as long as I can remember, and I'm 40 years old, so... And we've been going up there to the UP for about, let's see. No, they've had that place up there since the late 80s. So, yeah, a little over 35 years. Yep. Yeah, they have it every year.
Okay, that thing's like 5.7 miles long or something, isn't it?
Yeah. Something like that, you know. Well, it used to be the longest bridge in the world, but now there's another bridge that surpassed that. But it's still one of the longest, you know, suspension bridges, you know, in the world.
I have to actually look that fact up. I used to know years and years ago how long it is. It's quite long. I don't know, 5.7 miles, 5.1. Sounds a little long to me, but I don't know, I'm just throwing that number out, but it's probably not right. But I know it's a long bridge.
I know every year it gets painted, and they finally get done, you know, painting it the previous year. Then they're back to, you know, they start from the other side, and then they go back the other way again. And usually it's Native Americans that paint that bridge because they're the only ones that, you know, will climb it.
All right, I know it can get pretty windy in the middle of winter there. They used to have escorts taking vehicles over.
They still do. As far as I know, they still do that. Well, they have a wind advisory, you know, board that tells you what speed to go before you enter the bridge.
And I think they have those electronic signs up, right? So I remember, I don't know, early 80s, late 70s or something, a girl in a Yugo got blown off the bridge.
That was back in the 80s. Yeah, they found her, you know, but she was at the bottom of the Mackinac, or Straits of Mackinac.
Her name was Leslie Bluehart.
Mike?
I don't remember her name. But I know she fell to the bottom of Mackinac, well, the Straits of Mackinac. Anyway, yeah, getting back to that bridge walk thing, yeah, that happens every Labor Day.
They shut the bridge down for about maybe 3 to 4 hours, and once that's done, then they start letting traffic back through again.
I thought her name was Eileen. Leslie. I don't think you got the joke, Mike.
Yeah, I got it.
Anyways, on to bigger and better things. I need to get a headlight assembly for this jalopy I'm driving. I had a piece of road trash 3 days ago come up and hit, and I forgot to look. I thought maybe it just clipped a steel bumper or something, but the only damage it did, it poked out the lens on the headlight. And it's the fancier headlights, because I ordered this baby up with all the special options. And of course, it's about a $500 or $600 headlight assembly.
Yeah. I have to go to the dealer for that. Unless you can find a bump shot. That's got one chamber.
No, it's a whole assembly, Mike. The lens and LED headlights, all one big assembly, so you can't just change out little pieces and parts, you know, it's the whole thing or nothing, so.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
So I'm going to dedicate today's work day for buying my new headlamp. There you go.
Mine you can't get no more. I mean, you can get them, but they're scarce because, you know, the vehicle I drive is like rare now. It's like one of a kind.
Yeah, okay. Well, I got a buddy that works for the corporation, so he'll look for me and see what he can get the part for, so. If I can save $50, you know, whatever. That's the program, so there's not much going on. But I am getting close, Mike, so I'll let you go. And if you get a chance, give me a call later. I looked into that part you said you need, and I can, we don't have to belabor it here. All right. I'll see you. Have a good morning. From WSHM 738, I'll be listening out.
Yeah, Roger. Well, yeah, the part I need, I already ordered the part. Parts are coming. They're on their way. It should be here Saturday.
Okay, sounds good. You can call me and we'll talk about the part you ordered. Make sure it's the right one. All right, see ya. WSHM 738.
All right, we'll catch you later. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
WSGG 772, downtown Rochester.
Yeah, good morning out there. WRWB 489.
A happy Friday to you all, and it's going to be a gorgeous, sunny, hot day.
Well, yeah, I don't like it being hot, but sunny, I don't mind. Just turn the heat down.
WSGG 772 at my destination. You guys have a wonderful day.
Do the same there. Anyway, yep. WRUP 244, you got a copy. You got there this morning.
Go ahead, Mike. 244. This is WRUP 244.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I heard you out there on the other one, but my situation there, I'm a little light in my loafers. So, but that should be taken care of within a week.
Okay, always good, not a problem, yeah. You'll have that taken care of. Sounds like someone's trying to either make it in on the repeater or they're chunking it, so not quite sure what's going on there. I'm getting some full scale. I heard you without a problem, but I also have somebody hitting the repeater pretty hard. So back to you, Mike, WRUP 244.
It's called Unwanted QRM. QR Mary. Roger.
Yep, that's what you would call it. Or a misuse of the airwave. But it is what it is. Folks are going to be who folks are if that's the case. But, yeah, I got your full quieting, not a problem at all. Your audio's fine. Anyways, like, yeah, this is always, I've had this on for a few days. I'm actually getting more use out of this repeater after having the license for about a year. I also started going up on 10 meters once again up there, too, so. Anyway, yeah, you're sounding good. That radio sounds fine whenever you're on. WRUP 244 in the group.
I'm just running a Bofeng UV21R HT. That's it. Nothing special. Now, on my mobile, I have the Radio Oddity QB 25, and that was a little bit more powerful than this thing here, obviously.
Sure, so I have a radio I picked up right when I got my ham ticket, and it's, I've yet to try to program the words, and I have the numbers on there. It's a QYT radio, and for some odd reason, it performs really well on 2 meter, and it performs well here on GMRS. It really likes the Hazel Park repeater. And anyways, as I say, it's a little QIT. It's a radio that you use it as a mobile, but it's about as big as your hand.
It's probably the same one I have. I think the functions on that one, or the buttons, the way they're placed on that one, are just a little bit different. But for the most part, same thing inside and out, you know, as far as size-wise and what's inside there. And I think that one's got the built-in fan on the back, too, as well, right?
So it has a built-in fan. It's like 25 watt, I believe 25 watt output on that. Yeah, it's very confusing. They say you can use Chirp to program it, but I've manually programmed it. Again, not with according to the words or the menu, which allows you to type in, you know, what repeater it is. I just have everything in there numerically. But yeah, it has two banks, A and B. And you can fill that up to 100, I believe. So it's about a 200 capability output there, or capabilities that you can use. So it's a nice little radio. I mean, I keep it in the car. I have a 2-meter antenna that seems to really work well with it.
Mine came with the Diamond 7800D or something. That's what they call it. And a mag mount. Well, I'll take that back. It has the SO239 on the bottom of it. So it comes with the antenna, but it didn't come with the magnet portion. So you had to buy that, which was kind of silly. But that's how it is. But, yeah, I've had that radio now for about 4 months. And that was, you know, like the third one. Because I had to return these radios, you know. They just, out of the gate, they weren't working.
Yeah, you should try to hook that up to this repeater. I'm sure you might even, I mean, I think you say you have that in the car. Maybe that's what you already do. But yeah, those radios seem to really bounce on repeaters really well. Now, I was Simplex a few times, and it was a little to be desired on Simplex, but on the repeaters, it seems to react pretty well.
Yeah, that's what I talk on in the mobile all the time. Yeah, the first two I bought, well, I didn't buy them. I mean, the first, well, I bought the one I bought. Okay, right out of the gate, it quit working. So I send that one back, and they give me another one, and that one didn't work. And then now I'm on my third one, and this one's been going for about 4 months, and it's been flawless, no problems.
Like I said, you probably just had two bad ones, and now this one's going to work. But and I'm sure you have to jump through hoops to send those back. I bought a pair of running pants, or whatever you want to call it. I'll just say survival pants for me, from China. And they're not quite the size that they said they were, so I was going to send them back like anything else I do on Amazon that I don't like. And it's like you almost have to jump through hoops. Like, you have to have a copied label, and this other label has to, it's almost like they're like, don't send it back. So, needless to say, I'll be watching what I order on Amazon from henceforth. WRUP244 for identification purposes.
WRWB49. No, actually, I did not have a hard time at all. Right away, they says, if the radio's not working, send it back with everything in it, and we'll send you out another replacement. So they must know they sell a defective product, and their quality control is not, you know, up to par.
Okay, yeah, I'm not sure if... Sam jumped in here. I know he was somewhere else, and I told him we were located here, so maybe he's in there. I don't know. We'll make a call out for him, let him join the round. WRUP 244, almost gave the other call signs. Sam, did you join the group here? Sam, if that was you, we weren't getting any. We saw a signal come into the repeater, but other than that, that was about it. Not quite sure if that was you or not. I'm sure it was. But I'll kick it over to you, Mike. You can try to kick it back to Sam. Maybe he can try again. So over to you, Mike. This is Jim here, WRUP 244.
Yeah, I couldn't make that out either. It was too much interference. A lot of bacon frying. Just could not decipher it.
Okay, well, I don't know if Sam still stayed there or not, but if he decides to jump in the round again, we'll let him pop in. Anybody's out there wants to say something, feel free. That's what it's all about. Here at home for a while, I've been transporting the younger son back and forth to his job, and I thought he would have had his car back yesterday, but he does not, so we're transporting him today, and we'll transport him on Saturday. Now, he does have Sunday and Monday off, so it'll not only be relaxation for him, it'll be relaxation for me. So I got to go pick him up at 9 this morning and then head out to Oxford and do some things for Mom. She'll have my list ready out there. So keeps you pretty active, Mike. Even in retirement, there's a list to be done. WRUP 244.
Yeah, well, technically you're still not retired. I mean, you're still working for what, the radio station?
Yeah, one could say I do. I call it my Walmart job, so I consider myself passing leaflets out to the public in regards to traffic. With what I get for Social Security, I'm not on disability. I took regular Social Security on my 63, and I'll have to subsidize that for a few years now. But and that's where I'm at. The radio station is a good opportunity, and I hope I sustain it, and hopefully we can still work there and not have any problems. But I'm also a realist in knowing that the economy is not always the best to keep things going that way. So we'll always be looking for something else to do as well as sitting at with Social Security.
WSHF 567. Good morning. Standing by.
Good morning, Mike. It sounds like we might have some campers on the camping site and deciding to cause a little bit of problem. So yeah, we got Mike out here, myself, and you now, Sam. So I'll kick it back over to you, Sam, and then you can kick it up to Mike. Hopefully we'll be able to have some type of communication. So I acknowledge, Sam. This is WRUP 244. Jim, back to you, Sam. You can kick it over to Mike.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, 244. You guys have a good day. Just want to say good morning.
Yeah, morning time out there, Sam. I'll make sure you say good morning to the QRMers. You know, they need to be acknowledged too, right?
Well, Mike, you know, the funny part is about a repeater, and this is, this one works fine, not a problem at all. I'm glad this is up, is that they can do what they want to do. It really doesn't, it's more of an annoyance than anything else, because I can still hear you on your bull thing as loud as without a problem. And all they are is they're a signal beneath the signal. And you're coming over, so is Sam. So, I mean, it's really kind of fruitless to do what they're trying to do, if that's what they're trying to do. I mean, for all I know, it could even be somebody in another repeater, kind of coming in there not hearing us. We could be doing the same to them, but all right, Benny, what are you going to do? Back to you, Mike. Yeah, I think Sam is going to listen. This is WRUP 244.
Yeah, Mike,
you know who it is. There's a list that's floating around of people that have, involved in the unwanted QRM, and I'm sure you're well aware of it. If you're not, you are by now. But I think you are.
I'm sure, it is what it is. I mean, that's not my mode of operandi. Obviously in another band, that's definitely maybe a different story. But here in my ham radio ticket, whether I'm, using 10, 20, whatever, pretty serious communication. You signed a contract with the FCC that you were going to maintain pretty serious communication. And to sack a license over trying to cause problem with two other people while they're trying to communicate. That, to me, I don't understand that. But anyways, it is what it is, Mike. I'm going to take a slight break, so I'm going to jump into the rain room here. I got to pick up my son again a little bit later this morning, get him back home, and then I'll be headed up to my parents' house. So I may hook up that QIT radio in the car once again, but if I could only figure out how to program that thing on Chirp, that would be great. But, yeah, you're full quieting, not a problem. That I'm surprised that's a Bofang, because, I mean, I had a Bofang, and I always got that I was not really hitting the repeaters properly. That one seems to be doing a really good job. So with that, 73, I will catch you later. This is WRUP 244. I'll be done with your final.
Well, when you're only about maybe less than a mile away from the repeater where the crow flies, yeah, that's a pretty good advantage for an HT, I would say. That's like I'm almost on top of the repeater.
So I think that repeater, I could be wrong, I think that might be on the old McLaren McComb building or whatever they want to call that now, on the parking structure. I could be wrong on that. But, yeah, no, that's the reason right there. I'm actually on the Detroit repeater coming into your network there. So if I go to the Mount Clemens repeater, I tend to have some bacon frying and even not folk whiting. So I'm using the Detroit repeater to network in. So, again, hopefully mine sounds as well. So, like I said, I'm out here. Anybody that's on the repeater, we appreciate you out there, and have yourself a great Friday. If it's a payday Friday, that even makes it a little bit more greater. Mine comes next week, so we have to budget for about 7. 73, this is WRUP 244.
All right, we'll catch you later, Jim. Yeah, it's actually in downtown Mount Clemens on one of the big, tall buildings down there. But it doesn't matter anyway. I mean, I have the advantage because I'm so close, and that's why I'm getting in so good. Anyway.
WRWB 489. WSHF 567. Hey, where's Paul this morning?
He already signed off and went to work. He was out here earlier. I was talking to him. Him and I and Charlie from up near Port Huron. We were all talking.
I copy that, I did. All right, I was just wondering.
Yeah, I know you wanted me to call you, but, yeah, I didn't forget about you. But, yeah, I like I said, you know, one of these days I'll get down there and I'll get that gearbox from you. For that still, yeah, my still weed whacker. I just, you know, I want to be able to change out the head with a you know, a brush cutter blade. But see, the way this one's designed, you can't do it that way. It's one of those heads that already has a pressed on spool, and you can't take it off.
Right,
Joe. That's that one I was telling you about that has the old TK style carburetor on it.
Is that a straight shaft or a curved shaft?
Straight shaft. It's a still. Oh, I forgot the model number on it. SF80AV, I think it is. It's old. It's like 40 years old, but it still runs. I just got to find a rebuild kit for that TK carburetor, and it's pretty hard to find because TK is no longer in business. Now they claim there's an upgraded Wabro version of, you know, that you could, you know, bolt onto that thing, but if I could just find the original parts for that TK, I mean, it runs flawlessly other than it leaks because there's a tiny pinhole in the diaphragm and it's, you know, leaking through the carburetor on the bottom. There's one of those pressure release, you know, things on the bottom of that plate for the diaphragm, and it's leaking out of there through the O-ring.
Yep, that happened. No, Steve wouldn't be able to do that because of people. You got a model number on it?
On the carburetor?
You got a model number? Put it
no,
in your
I
Google
don't.
Search to see what comes up.
But, you know, the machine I have, it's a, you know, SF80 AV straight shaft with the handlebars on it.
Put that in your Google search to see what comes up. You might be able to find a carburetor, a whole carburetor on Amazon for like 10 or 15 bucks.
Yeah, you're going to find a carburetor that might fit that machine, but you're not going to find a TK, I guarantee it, that's fully complete. You know, you might be able to find parts, if you're lucky, a rebuild kit, but a whole carburetor that's brand new, a TK, no. TK is that one that had the, instead of the butterfly, like a piston that slides up and down inside the carburetor that lets the air and fuel mixture.
I got this engine uninstalled. I'll buy a drill bit this morning. One of the set screws for the pulley broken off previous owner. Don't know how they did it, but it broke off a set screw inside the pulley and I couldn't get the darn thing off. It's almost off. A little more drilling.
Yeah, that's a bummer, you know, when things like that happen. You had to tap and drill it out. Yeah.
First set screw I found broken off, you know, and it broke off the set screw one, you know, for the wedge, you know, for the keys. That's the one they broke off. They didn't break off the opposite side. They broke off the good one.
No, okay. I get you.
The drill bits they sell at Harbor Freight are junk. I started drilling, man. I drilled. I got almost all the way down, and that drill bit stopped working. I'm like, okay, I gotta go buy some more.
Let me guess, cheap pot metal, right? That's what it seems to be like with Harbor Freight tools. You know, you get that imperfections in the metal, and it just lets loose.
I need to buy some black bits instead of these titanium-coated garbage bits.
I got a bunch, you know, from TRW. What it was is my dad, you know, when they'd move them around and, you know, from building to building on site there at the tech center, they would, you know, a lot of those people, when they move, they didn't want to take their stuff with them, and the tool cribs, they would just, you know, raid them and throw that stuff in the trash. So my dad would bring it home. So So, I mean, I got a, you know, he gave me a bunch of sets of, you know, those metal drill bits. And they're, you know, back when TRW was, you know, here, they had got a bunch of them.
Joe, my brother-in-law used to work for TRW.
They're pretty good drill bits. They're great. Just, you know, the tech center is just so wasteful, man, I tell you. The amount of stuff that they just throw away there is some unbelievable. Then they wonder why they went bankrupt back in 2009.
Someone had 19 jammed. It's no longer jammed.
Well there, Sam, I'm going to take a standby. I will be back in a little bit. This is WRWB 489. I'll be standing by.
All right, Mike, you have a good day. We'll talk to you later. WSHF 567, standing by.
Copy 793 WSBU 844 clear.
WSGU 844 WRUP 244.
Yeah, good morning, 244. What's up?
Not much. Just transporting the younger son back and forth to work, and then heading to mom's a little bit from now. So. Just kind of hanging out till 9 till I pick him up.
Roger, roger. What's your location? You coming in nice and clear?
I'm at 1275. I'm using the Detroit repeater into the net there.
Yeah, copy that. Well, Detroit repeater sounding good. Now it's these little in the background.
Yeah, you have Jim here. I thought that was Sean. Maybe I had the call letters wrong then. Were you calling Sean?
No, negative. Calling Dave, 793. My own son is Dave. I mean, you were talking to him yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
Hey, Dave, you said you're... Okay. I misunderstood then. My apology. Yeah, I know Sean pretty... Well, I mean, I know him well. I thought maybe he might be out here, so. Anyways, okay, not a problem. You are coming in a little bit of, at least on the Detroit side of things, a little bacon frying on that, but again, it could just be my location or whatever. So we're going to stand by for a second here. This is WRUP 244, again, the name Jim, Juliet, India, Mike.
Copy that, Jim. Yes, this is WSCU 844. The name is Sherman. I'm using the Mont Clements repeater on an HP. So usually I have a mobile with a Midland antenna, but I'm driving a different vehicle and don't have a mobile in it. So have yourself a fine one. Good talking to you. We'll talk to you again. WSCU 844. I'll be clear after your final.
Okay, 73, drive safe, and, yeah, if I go through my comments, you'd probably have the same problem with me, so,
73, this is WRUP 244.
Roger, roger, safe travels also with the guest BU 844.
WSET 218, WIUG 48, copy. Good morning, everybody. This is the WSET 257, going to be mobile and monitoring.
WSIC 866 monitoring.
SOZ 793 listener.
WSFY 587. WSFY 587. If anybody want to talk, I would love to talk because I'm bored as heck. WSFY 587, waiting and listening.
WSDU 202, and we're monitoring.
Station 902, you around? No contact. Station 902, WSOG 793, listening.
Good morning to you, Dave.
Good morning, right back, Scott.
WSFY 587.
of the SOZ 793 monitoring. WSFP 902 from WSFZ 793. You're around? No contact, WSFP 902. WSFZ 793, listening. Buddy, too late for today. I know he's hiding in the bushes, Alex. You around?
This is WSIP 284. What's up, Dave?
You know, I can always count on you to key up when I call for you. It takes a little while, and I'm patient. But I know a little while goes by and then you key up. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Just watching the White House press conference today that happened about an hour ago. And yeah, it takes me a second to key up because I monitor on my handheld and then I have to go across my house to my actual radio to key up.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I won't keep you from your press conference. Probably talk to you after or something. But you heard Ralph out here?
You're not keeping me from anything, man. I was just watching it on my phone, so I can technically still watch it right now. I haven't heard Ralph out here today. I did hear Ralph yesterday. I think around between like 7 and 8 o'clock or so, I think I heard him drop his call. How are you doing today?
Yeah, as long as he's all right, that's all I wonder. I'm not going to lie to you, man. Today's a bad day for me. My neck, my legs, it's just a painful day for me today. I'm hurting pretty bad, but, you know, when you've been doing it for so long, you get used to it there, Roger.
Yeah, roger that. Well, sorry to hear that, Dave. You got any, I don't know, like cream or anything you can put on?
Yeah, I got that stuff. I also got that whatever is made out of weed, cream too. Everybody gives it to me. This stuff will work. Well, it doesn't work, but it's all right. I gave it a shot, though. I got to carry this damn heart monitor around for a while. And I got a thing on my chest, strapped around my chest, and then the cable comes from it to this box. And the box has got a big strap on it. You wear it, you put it around your neck like you're carrying a purse or whatever the hell. And the thing's like 5-6 pounds, you know, and I've been carrying it around for a while, and I think it's starting to affect my neck, okay?
I'll have to write a letter to Flavor Flav to see how he did it his whole life, carrying that big ridiculous charm around his neck. But hopefully you don't have to do that much longer, do you?
Well, you made me chuckle when you said that about Flavor Flav. Probably the first time today I've chuckled. You know, but I talked to somebody from the hospital yesterday. They called me up wanting to know how my stay was and all the nurses was, la la la. Which I already filled out the questionnaire they sent me, and I'm sending it in. But she pulled my files, and I don't know, man. I'm looking at another month. It's been 2 months. I don't know. What she said it might have to wear it another month, man. I'm tired of this damn thing. But I gotta wear it. It's supposed to, like, not only does it monitor my heart and send them the information, but if my heart should stop, it's supposed to zap me too and then call 911. You know, things like that. It's crazy stuff, but it's all right. I mean, I just, you know, it's a pull on my neck. You know, when I sit down here or something, I take it off and set the thing on the table. There's enough table where I can lay, or if I go to bed, I take it off and shove it over against the wall. There's enough table on there to do that. But during the day, anytime I'm up and moving around, I got to have it strapped to me. And I don't know. Well, I ain't here to complain anyway, man. I'm sorry, bro. I just, but today's a bad day, man. My neck and my legs at the same time, man. That's a bad combination there, okay?
Yeah, roger that. That does sound annoying for sure. But, you know, it's not really complaining. It's just talking, to me anyways. It's just what you got going on, what you're talking about, you know? I don't really take it as straight up complaining. But I guess you're, what, two-thirds done, basically? And, yeah, you should probably wear that thing because, I don't know, like my dad, for instance, died of a heart attack, and it's not fun. It's really sudden, and, you know, it's unexpected, so it'll be good if you keep wearing it.
Yeah, roger that. Well, they gave it to me to wear. I got to wear it. I mean, you know, I'm not stupid. I mean, I just, you know, but I know a girl. She come over a couple weeks ago there, and we were on the back porch, and she's wearing one too, except, you know, hers is like the part that you put on your chest, and that's it. There's no, you know, heavy-ass box connected to it or nothing, you know. I'm like, well, that's what I need, because hauling this box around sometimes can be troublesome. I come in the room sometimes, and as I walk past the table, if I'm not careful, the box will hit stuff and knock it off the table, and it ain't no big thing. But if I got to go another month with it, I guess I got to go another month with it, make them all happy, okay?
Yeah, roger that. It'll probably give them better data to see what you might need, if anything. And then, of course, that extra benefit of in case anything happens seems to be, I don't know, pretty ideal to me, I guess, in terms of that, but I for sure could see how it would be annoying to have to lug that thing around, absolutely.
Yeah, roger that. Well, when I was talking to the lady last night, she told me during the day and everything, it collects all the info and la, la, la. And I don't know, sometime at night at a certain hour, it'll send all the information that it collected over to whoever the hell is supposed to be doing it. You hear my phone ringing, I ain't answering it. That's my nephew. He's probably all messed up, and I don't feel like listening to him talk about being on the streets and, you know, he's OG and all this other crap. I don't feel like listening to that there, roger.
Yeah, roger that. I mean, I know you're a good guy. He's always tried to do right by your nephew, but he's just going to talk some nonsense. No sense dealing with it. I actually just finished submitting an FCC complaint because some company calls me like every single day and leaves me a voicemail trying to sell me a loan or something. That's been going on for months, and I haven't ever applied for a loan to any company, so I've finally been reporting it every day to the FCC on their complaint form.
mean the SCC, like S as in standard CC or FCC, the radio part?
F like Foxtrot, so the same FCC that we deal with for radio, correct?
How does the FCC come into that mix?
Well, they also oversee telephone communications. So in this instance, they have an FCC Consumer Inquiries and Complaints Center for robocalls, unwanted calls, and texts. And there's like you can call them or you can submit a complaint on a form. And it doesn't really seem like anything directly happens, but I guess sending them all the information, like all the different spoof numbers that some company uses, might eventually get them caught up.
Yeah, all right. On my old telephone, my old cellular, a guy you haven't used in 15 years, it was an Obama phone. I started getting calls like that, and I would just block the phone number. But it's amazing how they come back at you with a different phone number, and you block them or something, and then next thing you know, they're calling you with a different phone number. It's kind of amazing how they do that there, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. This is the most, you know, egregious, incessant caller I've ever had in my life. It's like worse than some kind of debt collector or something. And I do exactly that. I report them to T-Mobile Scam Shield every time. And then, you know, the next day they just call me from a different spoof number they're using, some toll-free number. And then they leave some AI voicemail that's filling up my voicemail box with another number that you're supposed to call. And they're like, yeah, we just need more information to process your loan. So I don't even know if they are trying to sell a loan or if it's just a scam company trying to steal people's information.
I got a phone call once. Where was it from? Was it a hospital or something? And he was asking me questions. And, you know, I'm answering him, but I'm kind of thinking, you know, this don't sound right. Then he asked me my name. And he asked me my social security number, and right there, you know, I thought, right there I caught it, you know, and I told him, I said, oh, I don't know it right now. I said, I have to get it and find it. I said, hang on a minute, and then I hung up. But, you know, I watch these videos on YouTube, this guy, Shango066, this guy takes TVs and radios and stuff there out of this desert town, used to be a town. And I'm talking about, hey, you know, half the cabinet missing and all this other stuff. And he gets them running in resurrections. He's good at it. But anyway, in his videos, he'll get a call from some number, and he'll answer it. And, you know, the good evening, sir, or whatever, you know, and he'll go, "Buzz that? Is it on?" And she'll go, "Pardon me?" And he'll go, "Is it on about that, Eva?" And they hang up on him. I started doing that. If I answer in there, you know, I know it's going to be one of these phone calls. I started, you know, and they hang up.
Man, that was a popular thing kids would do in high school. When I was in high school, they would call it, like, just mumbling or something. So you'd be walking down the hallway, and you'd say, like, "Oh, hey, Alex, jabada-bada-bada," and people be like, "What? What are you saying?" But, yeah, I've heard people do that to scam and telemarketers, too. But the reason I don't do it is because even if you answer, like, they might put you on a list of people who will answer, and then they'll call you even more. So I don't answer ever.
Well, 99% of the time, if you talk to them, they're going to want some information that you shouldn't be giving out, maybe your bank account number or your social security number or something, you know, but they'll stay on the phone with you if you don't tell them you don't want to talk to them, then they're persistent as hell. But if you answer the phone and, you know, mumble like that and stuff, they hang up quick. Yeah, I started doing that and it worked. They don't call me back. But, yeah, I learned that from Shango066 on YouTube. I answer the phone, I go, "Nina." And they say, good evening, sir. You know, your car warranty is been expired, and, you know, we need your plate number, VIN number, or some shit. You know, and I, but I, bloody plate, and then the 3 seconds will go by of silence, and then they hang up.
Man, that's pretty funny. That is, I mean, that is a good way to get them, you know, kind of waste their time trying to figure out what you're saying for a while since they're wasting your time. But I just go with the never answer route, and that's what I'll stick to. But this is WSIP 284 for ID.
Yeah, Roger, Dad, thanks for reminding me. I forgot to, you know, when I first started talking to you, I think I forgot to throw my numbers in there. WSFZ 793 ID. So you just catching, how's the Trump thing going, man? Is he kicking butt?
Yeah, always. Today was just, he was in the Oval Office, and it was basically a FIFA promotion for the World Cup that's going to be here next year, and he had the Vice President there, and Kristi Noem there, and they were talking about people getting visas and being able to come easily for the FIFA World Cup, and then he was taking press questions about just stuff going on in general.
Yeah, Roger. I like watching it when I can, when they have some press conferences, especially when the reporters start asking questions and stuff. You know, he don't take no stuff. You know, he'll say, yeah, you're from CNN. The worst news thing on the Internet. You guys are nothing but scum, but I'll take your question. You know, he ain't afraid to, that's what I love about him. He ain't afraid to say it, man. He'll say it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a fan of addressing it that way because, I mean, it's true. Initially, whenever he threw his name out there back in, you know, the first time, I was kind of like, why would he be running? Like, this is basically a celebrity. But then I would hear what the media would say. I would, like, watch what he said live. Or, this is the case for anyone, too. I would watch whoever say something live, and then I would hear what the media would say about it, and that's not at all what the person said. And, like, that's kind of what turned me, kind of opened my eyes big time back then.
You know, for the longest time, I mean the longest time, I never followed politics really that much or anything, you know, blah, 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 blah. But when he first got elected president, you know, you got Kathy Griffith holding a severed head of his, a bloody severed head. You got a picture of Snoop Dogg standing behind him with a gun up to him, you know, things like that, and the stuff they were saying about him. And I think I was talking to my sister, and I said, you know, I said, they say all these bad things about him, but, you know, he's the leader of our country. You know, right or wrong, you should show, you know, should show respect, because he's the leader of our country. But when Biden got in there, and, you know, I seen the balloons flying over and him not doing nothing about it and things like this, and what do you think about Iran invading whatever? Don't. No, Russia invading Ukraine. Don't. That's all he said. And then, you know, that's when I got like, oh, man, we got this guy for president. Oh, geez, we're all going to die.
Absolutely. It's a huge scam. I mean, I'm not exactly for either party. I'm kind of my own thing, actually. But it's just a humongous difference. And, you know, you never saw anybody holding up heads or weapons or anything to any of the Democrats. Like, that would be a huge problem if anybody else did it, but that's the party that's bought the media with the American tax dollars factually. You know, Doge found the payments going to AP and Reuters for propaganda straight up. Biden is factually part of the reason why that Ukraine war even happened. You know, 10% for the big man. Him and his globalist buddies have been trying to destabilize that country forever, and that's why they had that war. And even just a couple days ago, Putin himself said that if Trump was president, there wouldn't be a Russia-Ukraine war. So I don't know how many more facts people need.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that one. Putin said it, but it wasn't for Trump. If Trump was around when the stuff went down, there wouldn't be no war. And Trump says it himself. If I was president, there wouldn't have been no war. But, you know, somebody some years back, while Biden was still president, whatever, they made a, whatever you call it, you mount it on the back of your, it's like a poster or something that goes on the back of your tailgate. I forgot what the hell you call them. But it was one where it looked like Biden was inside the truck bed, tied up and, you know, laying back there and all tied up and everything. And here the Dems are screaming, this incites violence. You know, this is no good. This incites violence and everything. And I thought to myself, well, you think Kathy Griffith holding a severed head of Donald Trump, you know, and Snoop Dogg in a picture with, you know, with a fake, you know, fake Trump, but got a pistol up to the back of his head. Oh, that don't incite violence?
Yeah, historically, absolutely, the party of hypocrisy and scams, all the way back to inception, because that's the party that created everything that they all campaign against now, as if it still exists, you know, all this race politics and issues that really don't even exist anymore, but they act like it's, you know, 1800 or something still, and it isn't. We have all these laws to protect people against all this stuff, and they're still campaigning on it, yet they're the party that created the actual problems with those things back then. It's still the same party.
Well, like I said, I didn't really look at politics or follow politics or anything until Biden got in office, you know, and then I started seeing things like the Chinese, the balloons came from the Chinese, from China, or the one, you know, and he let it go all the way, you know, it was going over aircraft bases and everything, and he didn't do a damn thing. He's afraid that if they shot it down, the parts and everything would land on somebody's house and kill them. You know, Trump would have shot that damn thing down before while it was still in Canada. But that was one thing, you know, I was scratching my head. And then, like I said, little things. Like, what do you think about Russia getting ready to invade Ukraine? You know, his only word was don't. But other things went along, and I'm thinking to myself, I can't believe how, you know, they wanted to let all the immigrants in here and give them hotels and, you know, luxury hotels to stay in and stuff. You know, I could never figure out, what, are these people really that stupid? But anyway, I'll stop there because I think politics is kind of not allowed on here, but I didn't mean to go into the... Because I got a lot more I could say, but I ain't going through there. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I think the only thing that is illegal on GMRS is actual political campaigning, so actually campaigning for a candidate we're not allowed to do by law. Otherwise, we're allowed by law to have whatever conversation, you know. But I do understand it's a sensitive topic for a lot of people, and some people might be upset, some people might not be upset.
And that's another thing I heard a lot about, people who are friends. One friend's on one side and the other friend's on the other side, and they get to talking, you know, about presidents and politics and stuff. Next thing you know, they end up in a fight. I've heard this happen lots of times, you know, so I don't talk, you know, besides I'm not that smart on them. Like I said, I only started paying attention when Biden got in office, you know, but, I was scared, man, when they were saying Kamala was up on top, ready to win, man. I was scared. Actually scared. I thought, man, if she makes president, we're through. We're done. You know, might as well just open the gates and tell China and everybody, come on in, man. You know, welcome.
This is WSIP 284 for ID. Yeah, I mean, that's the fact of the matter. The fact of the matter is that party needs more people so that they can remain relevant, and the people that they want, they're going to import from other countries and give them all these benefits and say, hey, vote for us. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that's what they're saying. And that's why all this stuff's happening. That's why we have all those people in luxury hotels. You know, back when Hillary ran. She was talking about establishing a no-fly zone over Syria directly after Russia said that that would create war, and that's what she was advocating for. So literally that party is trying to start wars for profit and trying to import people to sway the vote, and that's just a fact of the matter. That's not campaigning. That's the simple fact.
Roger. Well, she was gung-ho on, you know, the immigrants coming in to giving them driver's license and giving them the right to vote. She was going to give them all the right to vote and everything and stuff, you know, but her campaign was all jacked out. You know, she paid the, you know, like Beyonce and Oprah and whatever the hell, the other entertainers, paid them all that money for them just to get up on the mic stand and talk about how good she is. You know, no performance. People were pissed. You know, you figure 10 million to Beyonce, you think she can at least get up there and sing a song or do something. But, no. But the thing is, if these entertainers were all gung-ho for Kamala being president, why would you charge her? Why wouldn't you just get in there and say, you know, vote for Kamala, man? You know, you got to end up paying. And Cardi B, man, she made no sense up there talking about, you know, talking about vote for Kamala. She was making no sense up there.
If you make fun of the borders, former borders are like that, that's preposterous. WRWB 49.
Talk to you, Alex.
Yeah, roger that, Dave. I mean, the same thing happened with Kamala. They pay all these celebrities to say whatever, and none of it makes any sense because it just doesn't make any sense. And that's how they exist. They make stuff up, and they get people interested in issues that don't even exist, and that's how they get votes. And it's just been a scam since the deception, unfortunately.
Yeah, roger that. I agree with Mike, what he said, too. But, yeah, what'd she do? She blew through $1 billion in, what, a week or two? And the poor girl, the Democrat, whoever she is, the one that raised all that money, you know, she was angry because, you know, she convinced all the people who donated that she was told that Kamala was going to win, hands down, no doubt. And so she worked hard, and she got these people to donate. She raised $1 billion for them or something. Kamala blew through it in a week or two weeks, and she didn't win, man. This girl was angry, man. This girl was mad. Not because Kamala lost. She was angry and stuff because she was misled there, okay?
Problem is, you got these taxpayer-funded institutions that want to brainwash people into thinking, oh yeah, you know, if you vote this way, you know, it's the greatest thing in the world. It's sliced bread.
Yeah, but the thing is, too, letting all the immigrants in and hooking them up in hotels and all this other stuff, and you know, there's no support for Israel after what happened on October 7th. You know, we didn't support Israel like we should have and this and that. But yet she's up there saying everything is beautiful and if you make me president. And on top of that, she's out there when she could talk the right way, you know, and not the word salad. She promised this and she promised that and everything, groceries going down, all this. And I'm thinking to myself, well, you're vice president. You could do that stuff right now. You don't have to wait till you're president. That's what she was going to do. She was going to wait and get voted in, and then, you know, she still wouldn't have done none of that anyway. But a lot of stuff that she promised, I thought to myself, you're vice president still. You can do this. You can do it now. You know, why wait?
Another ploy to buy votes, right? I mean, come on, man. You know, who would want a free cell phone and free tablet? EBT cards that can give you cash and food, come on. Why work when you can just sit at home all day and collect entitlements and piggyback off the hard-working taxpayer?
Alex, your thoughts?
I got three deer running through my front yard I can see right now, so that's interesting. But, yeah, my thoughts are that party has been a scam since inception. I mean, you had LBJ saying that he was going to have a certain group of people voting for that party for 200 years, and that's what they're doing. They buy people off with stuff, and it's unfortunate because, I'm not against anybody being liberal, but the Democrat Party isn't even liberal. It's a scam for particular interests, particular business, particular groups of people. So, if they wanted to do all this stuff, if they made it available for everyone, I wouldn't have a problem with it, but they don't, so it's just a scam.
Democrat Party, you wouldn't have the military industrial complex, these nice luxury low-income high-rises, entitlements. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, well, a lot of that stuff, there's a lot more than that, what you're saying, Mike, and everything. And it had me scratching my head. Are these people really stupid? I mean, why are they doing this? I couldn't understand, any sane thinking person would say, this is crazy, man, we ain't doing this. And, that's why Trump won, man, because the American people figured it out. And, I mean, you watch every interview with her. You couldn't figure out what she was saying anyway. She'd tap it, and then say stupid stuff and laugh and everything, because I watched a few of her interviews there, and I'm scratching my head like, ask a simple question, and she's twirling it around and laughing, and, I was born in whatever she says there. I forget half the stuff. But that's why Trump won, man, because American people wised up, man, and said, we got to get out of this situation, and he's taking us out, so it's good stuff. Hey, I'll be back in a minute, gentlemen. I got to get me something to drink, but stick around.
I'll be here for a minute.
Oh, Dave, I'll be here. This is WSIP 284.
Something they don't mention either is, how about the New Deal, man? Or shall we say the new scam back in the 1940s that pretty much, made LBJ famous because, the programs were created, they were thought of, and then, of course, LBJ implemented them.
Yeah, and it's ironic because that is the party that likes to talk about. They're the party of education all the time. However, it's the other party that created public education, ironically. And none of them know anything about history. None of them really know anything about anything, and they're going to sit here and tell you, oh, I'm so educated, and you just don't know what you're talking about. But clearly, if you've, seen any basic history, you know the truth of the matter, and it's not what they're saying.
Like in the Bible days, if you erase history, it will repeat itself at some point, and it will happen. I think, and that's what they want, too. They want this, country to implode in on itself, so then they could create something new, and it'd be like the Hunger Games.
Yeah, absolutely. I've even heard of some more sinister plans tying into globalism and, trying to usher in China as the world power and peace broker. But that's what they're doing. They're attacking all the history, they're attacking the museums, they're attacking the media, they're attacking statues, and people want to act like, oh, it's because of, racism that hasn't existed in that sense for a very long time, and there's actual laws against now, so, it's outrageous. It's just trying to wash away history and exactly like you're saying.
It just sickens me to see that, just the past. path they want to take. You know, I mean, and of course, too, you have those rhino Republicans that, you know, they buy into that same phony narrative, too, because all they care about is saving their own butt, you know, and making sure that they still have a job and they're still, you know, reaping the benefits, you know, off the American taxpayer, you know, that's easily $174,000 a year.
You mean like changing history, like ordering the Smithsonian to take your name off the impeachment display? Let's see, WRUZ 935.
I'm back, gentlemen. WSOZ 793 ID.
What's going on there, John?
Not a whole lot. Just listening in for a minute. The radio's on scan. It stopped over here. Got to start putting a Viberflex bug back together.
I haven't heard you on this band in forever. I think it's been about a good solid year almost.
Well, I do most of my VHF or UHF radio work out of the mobile, and I've got a ham radio in there that has not been modified and will not transmit. It'll listen here, but it doesn't transmit.
I copy that. Dave, you want to pick it up?
God.
All right, Alex, Mike, and whoever else is out there, John. You guys are sounding good. I'm going to go ahead and put it on the quiet side. I think I yapped enough for a little bit there. So, good afternoon, gentlemen. WSRC 793. And I'm quiet listening.
Hey, we'll catch you later.
WSIP 284. Good to hear from you as always, Dave. I'll be clear monitoring too.
Roger, Roger. 73, gentlemen.
John, you still in there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, when's the next swap coming up?
I might go.
Port Huron Seaway swap, this Sunday. Then after that is Findlay. And Findlay's always a good one.
Been to Findlay twice. I was down there about 20 years ago. 21 years ago.
It's still my favorite other than Dayton. So, I'll be down there on Saturday setting up. Back there on Sunday morning to run around and do a little shopping with a flashlight in the morning. Gotta bring a flashlight to that one. The setup is, it's still dark outside when you're setting up.
No, I went there the 1 year with, I don't know if you know the guy, but KDA-GBT, used to be a former buddy of mine, but Ann and I went down there, and we actually camped out in the parking lot, you know, the whole night, and just waited till the early morning.
Well, they're supposed to charge for camping, so, but, yeah, I'll just get a room. Too far to drive back home.
Just pulled the bill and slept in the parking lot.
Yeah, my pickup truck doesn't really accommodate sleeping in it. It's got the console in it. actually can't lay across the front seat. The back seat's a little narrow. I don't have the, my four-door pickup truck is not the, the big back doors. So, not very comfortable to lay on, so. Let's see. So, grab some nice dinner the night before. Plenty of Mexican restaurants around. Go off to Mexican. WREZ 935.
WRWB 49. Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised you're not out here early in the morning, man. You know, we're always out here. Paul and I and Sam and Jim.
Well, I'm working on it. I'm trying to come up with an antenna. The company will not let me put an antenna outside the truck. I did that one time. And off the next day, by the way, back to me and said,
I don't know if it's your radio or the it's the repeater, but you're like cutting in and out. It's like every you're gonna hear every third syllable now.
Which repeater are you on, Detroit or Mount Clemens?
Mount Clemens.
All right. Well, I was on Detroit. I changed over to Mount Clemens. Hopefully this is better.
Yeah, it's a lot better.
Very good. So, I'm working on an antenna that hopefully will work, but waiting for some stuff to come in the mail. But, I got to do like a quarter wave ground plane inside the truck. Something that's small, portable, and won't upset the mechanics. Radio on a cigarette lighter, plug everything temporary.
There you go. How about one of those like suction cup, dipole antennas you put on the windshield?
I might be able to do something like that. I'm going to go with the mag mount on it. I got a chunk of steel. I'm going to stick the mag mount on a chunk of steel, set that up on the dash, and see how that works. Maybe I can get the a piece of scraps sheet metal from one of the stamping plants where they go through a ton of sheet metal, and I can take a couple of dabs of silicone or something and put it on the dashboard. And silicone a piece of sheet metal on there to slap a magma. The truck I drive is all plastic and composite parts. There's no metal doors, no door frame. The cab is plastic junk.
Yeah, the Cascadia with a dipole inside the headliner that flaps around for the 11 meter band.
Oh, the truck has CB antennas on it. I don't have much interest in putting the CB in there. So, I could. The thing is, right now I'm my truck is down, so I'm in a different truck every day. So everything's got to be temporary and portable.
It's a, you mentioned about that before, they were, having a fit about it, I got a friend of mine, he works for, he was working for U.S. Express, and now I think he's working for CR England, but he's gotten this Cascadia, and, man, inside the headliner is nothing more than just a cheap dipole that they use, and it just flops around, and the SWRs are all over the place. It's just built, and the truck was always breaking down.
Well, that's part of the reason why I'm not really interested in a CB in there, because, you know, plastic doors and everything, they've got antenna mounts that are mounted to the plastic, body parts of the truck. So there's no ground in anything. There's no counterpoises anywhere. As for inside a headliner, I can't take a headliner out. If I do, they'll try and fire me if they find out. So, you know, I'm not messing with anything like that.
I get you. Anyway, I'm going to take a standby here and go inside the store, so I will catch you in a little bit.
All right. Well, you take it easy, and we'll catch up with you later. WRUZ 935.
RWB 49, and we'll be clear.
WSSC 902.
Hello, 902. WSSC 793.
Yeah, what's going on, Mr. Dave?
Yeah, it's going on okay. I'm having a bit of a rough day here, but I'm just trotting my way through it. Damn neck now. My neck is hurting and stuff. You know, probably from hauling this 10-pound thing on it. Who the hell knows? But other than that, I'm just trying to function. What's up with you?
I'm down in the D. How am I sounding? I'm on the Detroit repeater. Just want to know how I'm coming through.
That sounds really good. Really good. No diesel. No, nothing. Full quieting. I'm on the Detroit too, so. But, yeah, it's coming in great.
All right, roger that. So, let me get back with you a little bit, because I'm still working down here. I just got my radio back, and I just had to turn it on and heard somebody talking, just figure I'd throw my letters out there and get picked up on it. But, let me get back with you, because I got to finish doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, all right, my friend. Go ahead and take care of your business, and I'm just going to sit here and, I guess, handle mine. But we'll talk to you in a little bit, man. I'll have it on WSFZ 793, and I'm listening.
All right, good enough, Dave. I'll get a hold of you in a little bit, WSFZ 902. I'll be off the air for a minute.
Roger
that.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring.
WSFG 793, WSGAF 96, can I copy that?
I think I hear somebody calling me. Modulation's a little low or something there. I didn't get the numbers or nothing. WSOZ 793.
793 is
WSJF
896. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I got most of that, but it kind of chirped when you were giving the numbers out. Well, what's your last three numbers?
Sorry
about that. 8696.
How's that?
Any better? No, actually, it's a little worse. I don't know. Where are you at?
I'm over here in Farmington Hills. Got a fixed Detroit. Not getting great signal today for some reason.
Yeah, roger on the Farmington Hills. I take it you're going through the Detroit repeater?
Yeah, all through Detroit repeater, just on a small handheld here. But I heard you talking to Alex before, I think, about that heart monitor. That's rough stuff. I'm finishing up one for 30 days. And He said the biggest thing he hated was having to fit this stuff to him.
Yeah, Roger, bet. I caught most of that. I don't know if you're moving or not, but if you are, stand still. And make sure your antenna is straight up and down, not pointed away from you or pointed towards you. Make sure it's straight up and down. But I did catch most of that. What about the heart monitor? Yeah, Roger that. You're coming in really noisy. I hate telling you this stuff, man, but you gotta know, so I don't know, man. You're coming in really noisy, and there was a part back there where you talked when you were coming in good, man, okay? This sucks, man. I didn't hear a word you said. None but all noise. Make sure you're on high power. I don't know if you're running a 5-watt or a 10-watt or what. Make sure you're on high power and find somewhere else to stand if you can. There was a spot where you were at where you were coming in decent. I can hear you and have a conversation with you, but now it's nothing but noise there, okay?
Yeah, I think I might give up on this here, but like I said, I just want to touch base and say, my kid understands your pain with the heart monitor. So, on your left, I'll be cleared to WJF-896.
Yeah, Roger, that you were coming in good that time, WSJF-896. I got all of it. So if you can stand there and not move, you said your kid had to wear one or something?
Yeah, he just got done wearing one for 30 days. And I was saying, he said the worst part was the irritation with the stickers got on.
Yeah, Roger, I'm already 2 months in. I was told that as long as, be a month or 2 months and that's it. But I think the lady told me yesterday they're going to go for one more month. But, yeah, it's screwing up my neck. Because, I have to, if the kid had the same thing, you got that heavy-ass box that you got strapped to your neck, like a book bag or something. And it's starting to mess up my neck there, okay?
And now his was a lot smaller, almost like the size of a T-bob, but he just said he irritated his skin real bad. His whole chest is all broken out and irritated.
Okay, Roger that. Well, this thing here is designed to, if my heart stops beating, it's supposed to zap me. I forgot what the name of it when they put the things that paddles on you and fire. It's supposed to zap me if my heart quits. It's supposed to zap me and call 911 at the same time.
Yeah, like a defibrillator. So you got like the extra juice, extra battery pack. So make sure you get that shot.
Yeah, Roger, defibrillator. That's the word I was looking for. I know a girl who has a heart monitor on. And it's just around her, body, like a bra or something. And that's it. And it sends information, Now that would be all right with me. Me, I got the bra, and I call it a bra. I don't know what the hell else to call it, with the sensors. And then the cable comes out from that. There's a box that strap going around my neck to it, like a book bag or something. And, after 2 months of wearing this thing, because I have to have it, when I lay down and go to bed,
or if I'm sitting there talking at the radio, I can take it off. If the cable's long enough, I can take it off and lay the box up here. Or when I go to bed, I take it off and slide it over to the wall, you know. But anytime I'm up, you know, walking around or whatever, I got to put this thing on there, Roger.
Yeah, I know. I get it. Yeah, my kids was a lot smaller. Like I said, it was the size of like a teapot for your car, and it actually stuck to his chest, and then it was hooked to like a separate cell phone, and just would, you know, if he was feeling something, he pushed the button, and it would ask him a bunch of questions, and, you know, it would transmit some sort of, you know, information to the doctor's office to make him review it and stuff. But, you know, none of the stuff were as shocking or nothing.
Yeah, Roger, that. Well, in the kitchen, there's a box unit with a cell phone sitting in it. And every morning, it's also a battery charger with a battery pack in it. And every morning, I have to go change the battery packs, take the one out of this, throw it in there, and the one out of that, and throw it in here. But sometimes it's really annoying because it'll do-do-do-do-do, and some female voice will go, the sensors, you have to adjust your whatever the hell it is. The sensors must touch the skin. And I'm like, man, the sensors are touching the skin. It's annoying as hell. You know, and even though the sensors are touching the skin, she's telling me it's not, and I got to keep messing around until finally it makes a guitar sound if everything's right. You know, it's just like somebody hitting three strings on the guitar, so. Now, if I got to wear it, I got to wear it. I mean, you know, what the hell, what am I going to do?
Yeah, absolutely, man. You know, make sure you're taking care of yourself. But I just want to say, you know, other people sympathetic with it too, man. Like I said, my kid just got done, and he hated every second of it. As I said, like I said, this is John again, and I'll be clear here upon your last WSJF 896. Have a good day, bud.
Yeah, I believe you said John. I hope I got that right. All right, John, you got Dave here. Delta Alpha Victor Echo over here in Warren. Good talking to you, my friend. You know, anytime, man, you hear me or something or whatever, get on in there and say hello if you want. But appreciate the conversation for sure. And we'll talk to you later. You have yourself a good day. WSSZ 793, and I'm back listening. WSFZ 793 back monitoring.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSET 257, going to be mobile and monitoring.
WSFT 902, WSFZ 793 calling. No, Kathy Station 902, WSOZ 793, listening.
I'm not sure if that was
Great hearing.
One, but it was rough. Very bad. The bullshit. Play those to the siren out of here. Hey, 401, are you on a handheld? I don't know, when you first see up through something really good, second time you came in really good, and then when I acknowledged I was out here, you come in really bad. Make sure the antenna is straight up and down when you talk, not out away from you or towards you. You might have to move around somewhere and find a sweet spot, all right?
Roger that, thank you.
There you go, now I can hear you.
Yeah, probably dead spot in the house.
Well, where are you at?
Here. WSFY587.
Where are you at?
WSFY587. Sorry about that alarm. I was dealing with a medical problem. I got someone here right now. Sorry about that. WSFY587. I was sounding off the alarm to your medical team. WSFY587.
I'm in Florida, Michigan.
Yeah, Roger that. So I'm assuming you're coming off the Detroit repeater then.
Yes, I am.
All right, well, wherever you're at and whatever you're doing it right, because now you're coming in nice and I can understand every word you're saying.
Perfect, appreciate that.
No problem, my friend. Always willing to help. So anyway, you take care and you have yourself a good one. And like I said, you're sounding good. Wherever you're standing and you hold that antenna up and down, you're sounding good. So good afternoon to you. WSOZ 793, and I'm listening.
You as well. You have such a good night. WSTF 401.
Roger.
This is WSFY587. WSFY587. Sorry about alarm. I was dealing with a medical issue. And my brother was not nearby. But if anybody else was giving that emergency alarm, I'm sorry, but I'm okay. WSFY587. I was just having a little medical emergency. Clear.
Clear 587. Long live everything good.
You all right, James?
You say okay? I don't know if it's breaking up. If it is, yes. I just suffered from PMS seizures. But I should be okay.
Yeah, all right, my friend. We don't need you falling out on us there, man. You got a medical emergency. Here you got to hit that 911, man, and straighten things out. But say you're all right. That's good to know. All right, my friend. I'll talk to you in a little bit. WSOZ 793 listening.
Apologize for yelling, WRFK 359.
Good afternoon, 359. WSOZ 793.
Good afternoon. Hey.
Oh, it'll backwash my movie. I'll see you later.
Yeah, man, 359, sounding good to the repeaters and all that stuff. Enjoy your movie, man. We'll talk later. WSZ 793, listening.
Hey, Dave, 793. What's happening over there? WSAL 946. No copy, 793. WSAL 946. I'm listening.
Good afternoon, Ralph. I just happened to walk in the room. I went in the kitchen and got me a glass of ice and had me a little Coca-Cola, and I just came in the room just as you were, you know, copying me. What's up?
Oh, not much. Usual, you know, just the usual. You know, I could talk about the weather, but we do that a lot. Sure is nice. It sure is nice.
Yeah, right, today it sure is. I could live like this. I had my window open, and the cool thing is somebody next door or whatever mowed their lawn, and that smell of cut grass coming through my window. I love that smell.
Yeah, so do I. So do I. You know, I sleep kind of late, and I got somebody mowing the grass for me. These guys showed up at about 9:30 this morning, and you know, I got the windows open, and it woke me right up out of bed for sure.
Yeah, Roger that. I've had that happen too. Hey, give me a sec. I'll be right back. When I went in the kitchen, I forgot something, so I'm gonna run in there, and then I'll be right back.
Yeah, copy that. WSIL 946 for IG.
Alright, I'm back. WSOC 793.
What's been going on over there, buddy? Anything good?
I've been kind of having a bad day. Not bad, yeah, I don't know. My legs are hurting, but my neck's hurting now. I had this heart monitor on, and the box that the, I got a thing going around my chest, around my back. I call it a bra, I don't give a damn. And then there's a wire, a cable that runs to this box. The box is like 8 pounds, and it has a strap that goes around my neck, you know, like a foot bag or something. And my neck's been hurting bad today, and so's my legs. But I soldier on.
Well, you have to. How long you got to wear that thing?
That's whacked out. I was told a month. I've already had it on for 2. I talked to some lady from the hospital yesterday. I might have to wear it 1 more month. I don't know. Everything's all jacked up here.
Yeah, I understand. Well, hopefully it doesn't show them anything real nasty, if you know what I'm saying.
Roger that. Well, it's set up that if my heart stops, it'll, and I'm out, and it'll say 3 times. After 2 times, it defibrillates me. It's supposed to shock me and call 911 at the same time. So, if I'm sitting here and all of a sudden for some reason it says, you know, it's getting ready to shock my heart, I have to hurry up and hit the button so it don't. If your heart stops, you're out. You don't hear, you're out. So after 2 warnings, it'll zap you. I've never had it zap me, but I never had it warn me. I never had to hit the button, but... And this thing's heavier than hell, though.
Wow, there's a defibrillator right on there. That's, I've heard of the monitors where they're checking your heart, but I didn't know they had them with defibrillators in them.
Oh, this one has a defibrillator on it, and made me kind of worried, man. Why the hell are you giving me a heart monitor with a defibrillator? Am I that bad? But my heart's supposed to be okay. It's a little weak from what I'm told. But as time goes on, if I do the right things, take the right pills and shit, it's supposed to, I don't know. Jesus, man, but that's in my life.
Well, there's two ways you can go. You gotta do what they tell you to do, or you just say to heck with it all, you know, which I've been there and then back and forth, but
Yeah, well, I haven't been in a doctor or hospital in quite a few years. My first doctor I got when I moved in here, is a woman, Arabic woman or whatever, and she was thorough, and plus I had a little crush on her too, I'll admit, but she would come in with her laptop and, okay, this, that, you're here, you're good here, you're good here, and you're kind of bad here, haven't you been doing what I told you to do, taking what I told you to take, or whatever, and I'd say no, and she'd be like, look, you know, she'd reprimand me, you know, and make me, you know, tell me, do this, you know, and I did, and everything was great, I was feeling good, I was doing things, and then my insurance kicked her off, so then I tried two more doctors, and they were nothing but cracks, man, so after the second doctor, I just said screw it, and I quit, and I didn't see no doctors in under like 5-6 years.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I just got on the Medicare, and my doctor, when I was seeing there for years, he don't take the insurance, so I got to find somebody else. I got blood pressure issues, so I need to jump on that and get something going here before I run out of what I do have.
Yeah, roger that. Well, last month, about mid-month or so, I was sitting there talking to 902 on the radio, and as time went on, I was having trouble breathing more and more. So I called 902, I said, hang on, I'll be right back. And I shut the radios down and I went to the ER. And they kept me for almost a week and a half or so, man. I mean, they did every damn thing to me. Everything. You know, catheters, my heart, and blah, 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 blah. So now, my insurance recommended me a doctor, but she was way out on 4th Street in Detroit, man. Ain't going that far. Screw that. So I called them up, the insurance, and told them, I want somebody local here. If there's anybody local here, you know, I need somebody local. And so she gave me three doctors' names, and I went on Google and I Googled them, you know, see how many stars, and the one woman has 4 stars all the way across the board, so I'm going to get a hold of her.
Yeah, happy to that. Well, you know, to be honest with you, I'm kind of glad he won't accept, because, well, you know where I'm at. I'm over here on the east side here. My doctor was like Farmington Hills. I've been seeing him for years, so the last couple of years, I got to drive over there, back now, the damn freeway, everything's all screwed up. And, I got to find somebody new, somebody close.
Well, my first doctor, the clinic and everything, all I had to do was go like 3-4 blocks and hit Van Dyke, and there it is, right there. Second doctor never called me back. I filled out the stuff and never got a call back or didn't call me in or nothing. I sat there and finally I just went home. The third doctor was right across the street from the clinic that I went to the one I had the first doctor. But this guy didn't know what he was doing. He'd come in, you know, one of them doctors just comes in, talks to you 2 minutes and sends you out, you know, and he's asking me, what are you taking? You know, and I told him, and he'd say, why are you taking those? I'm like, well, you're the one that prescribed them to me. I mean, the guy wasn't all there. He wasn't, I got a call from my pharmacy telling me they ain't heard from him in a while, you know, asked to refill my prescription. So she tried calling him, and she called me back a few days later and said, all she kept getting was a answering machine, and he's never called her back. So that's when I just said, the hell with it, I'm tired of this.
Oh, yeah, I definitely stay away from that doctor, for sure. You know, even the old doc, you know, it's got to that. Talking for 2 minutes, draw your blood, you know, give you a little spanking on what you're doing wrong, and boom, he's gone, you know.
Yeah, well, that's how it works. Go in, sit down. I'm supposed to be there by 10 o'clock. I'd be in there by 1:45. Sit down, wait, 10 o'clock rolls around, wait, 11 o'clock rolls around, and then probably 11:30 or so, the nurse would come, open the door and call me. Then I go into the doctor's room there, you know the room I'm talking about, and I sit there another hour or so before he'd come in, and yeah, and you know, he just, it's like you said, you know, to maybe draw my blood, maybe. And then just blah, blah, and then, all right, man, I get out the door.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I'm going to start looking around, see if I can't find somebody. I guess pretty much, if you got other conditions, like I got back issues, certainly, you know, the regular doc's not going to mess with that. You know, you're going to have to see a specialist. That's a whole nother ball game there, you know. Depending on what it is, I'm not going to live my life, you know. Some people, that's all they do their whole life. They see doctors. That's bullshit.
Yeah, I know. But with me, they did an x-ray on me and all the other stuff. I have arthritis all through my lower extremities, all down my legs and stuff, and I have some forming on my left shoulder. I got to deal with that. Plus, I have blood pressure issues, diabetic issues. I got everything. I mean, I'll say it out here. I don't care, you know. But yeah, that's the thing, though. Like I said, the first doctor I had, the woman, you know, she was thorough. She'd come in and she'd sit down and she'd open her lap. She had a laptop. She'd open it up and she'd show me, you know, your sugar's good. You're doing good on that. You're doing good on this and stuff. And then she'd tell me, but here, you know, why ain't you, you know, what's going on? Ain't you taking what I described to you or whatever the case, you know? I want you to start taking this stuff, you know, because, and she, like I said, she'd reprimand me and I'd do it. And all this other stuff. And like I said, everybody said I was doing good when I had her until the insurance kicked her off, and then that was it. I found her, too, online, and she's practicing right by me. I called her office, man. I wanted to see if maybe, you know, things have changed. But no, my insurance is Meridian, and she doesn't take Meridian, but if I had Meridian Plus, she would. So I thought about looking to see if I could switch to that, because she was a damn good doctor. I'd love to have her again.
Well, you know what, maybe one of these days, I'm going to look around, see what I can't find, but maybe she'll take mine. She sounds like what I need. You know, something a little more thorough.
She's 4 stars across the board, and I can understand why. Because she's thorough. She don't just come in the room, you know, say hello and ask you how you're feeling. Okay, I'll see you later. You know, you're out. Now, you sit there with her for a while, and she tries to explain to you, to try to explain to you why you're taking this and why you have to take it and stuff. You know, she was real thorough. And I wish I had her again. I'd be happy.
She was kind of cute, huh?
Yeah, I had, she looks a little older now, but that's okay. It's been 5-6 years, but yeah, I had a little crush on her because she is, man. She was cute, you know, and I don't know. I had a little crush on her, so I just about do whatever the hell she told me.
Yeah, I copy that. I had a, oh, shit, years back. I had my scrotum ultrasounded. Forget what the hell they were looking for, and I was just petrified. And this technician, I guess they are, this woman, she was, I don't want to say ugly, but she was something I was messed with, and it kind of it eased me up a little bit. Well, she, you know, moving up my sack there and shit.
Yeah, Roger, that I had to go through a little bit of that in the hospital. But they just sent me a thing to rate, you know, how did you like your stay and all this other crap. And every nurse I had during my whole complete stay were top notch. Plus, they were all cute too. They were all nice looking nurses, but that don't mean shit. I had one of them. I think she was Middle Eastern or something. She was really cute, and she was taking my blood pressure or something. She told me, she says, can I tell you something? And I told her, yeah, what? She goes, I think you have the most beautiful blue eyes I've ever seen. And that threw me off, man. I was like, whoa, what the hell is this? You know, oh, hey. But all my nurses were top-notch. I put that in the report, too. I'm getting ready to send it out tomorrow. Every nurse I had was top-notch.
Yeah, copy that. Ha, ha, ha. You got them eyes. I got them eyes. I got the blue eyes. I can't tell you how many. You know what I'm saying, that I sucked them right in with the eyeballs, man, over the years. Yep.
And my younger years, I was told that a lot, quite a bit. But, you know, I'm 63 here, and this young nurse, she's really young, too. Cute. Like I said, Middle Eastern or something. I don't know. I don't want to act like a racist. I don't know how else to describe it. But she told me, you know, you have the most beautiful blue eyes I've ever seen. And that not only did that catch me off guard, but it was cool. I was like, oh, okay, you know, and told her, I said, I think you have beautiful eyes, too. I noticed, I didn't know what to say, so I just said, I think you have beautiful eyes, too. I said, when you first came in, it's the first thing I noticed. Oh, you're so sweet. And I didn't know what to tell her. But, like, you know, the nurses would come in, you know, and check on me. You okay? Yeah. Can we get you anything or whatever? And I tell her, I say, you know, man, I'd die for a cup of coffee. And she said, any nurse, and they say, you want coffee? Yeah. Can you get it? Yeah, we'll get it for you right now. And then come back with a cup of coffee and stuff, and anything like that. I thought that was cool.
Well, you're just like you and me and everybody else, you know. If you're crappy with them, you're not gonna get that good friendly service, you know.
I had my leg was killing me, my right leg, and on top of it, somehow I must have pinched a nerve in it, because whenever I move my leg, it'd be painful. But now it's like every time I even so much as twitch my leg, it felt like somebody was taking a blowtorch to it, right up by my scrotum there.
That means I pinched a nerve somehow. Don't know how I did it. But anyway, I spent a lot of time sitting in the chair. I couldn't get in the bed because I didn't want to move, you know. And, you know, getting up to go to the can was painful enough. But anyway, the one nurse, and I remember her, Amy. I'll never forget Amy. She came in one time. She's like, "Are you comfortable in that chair?" And I told her, I said, "Well," I said, "yeah, it's all right." I said, "It's the only thing I can..." She goes, "Hang on, I'll be right back." She come rolling in this nice-ass chair, you know, with, you got the lever where you pull it back and, you know, you put your feet up like a recliner. She rolled it in and she took some sheets and stuff and straightened it up and said, "Try this." And, oh, man, it was nice. I told her, I said, "Oh, this is great. You know, thank you." So she rolled the other chair out. It was great.
Yeah, sounds like it. So what are you doing at home? You hanging out at the recliner and a lot and stuff like that?
I can't do recliner. I like reclining, but I get my legs up and everything's all right for about 10, 15 minutes. Then it'll start hurting. I have to drop the, you know, I have to put the legs back down. And, you know, ain't no big deal, though. I'm moving around.
Yeah, copy that. I'm on 625 right now. You on 625 or 675?
No, I'm on 625. I don't know. 675, when it comes in too weak, my squelch won't activate. On this one, my squelch activates every time.
Oh, yeah. We were both talking about the squelch issue. Well, 675 is, it's just noisy as heck today. I mean, even you're breaking up, not breaking up, kind of fading in and out. So I switched down 665, everything's good, everything's clear.
Yeah, I talked to Sean about it one day, the guy that runs it. He said he's noticed that there's something going on with it, and he'll, when he gets a chance, he's going to get in there and find out. But yeah, I noticed that 675 used to come in all the way, man, all green, nice and clean, and, you know, people were hitting it from way far away, further away than usual, and, man, it was easy. He just got done working on it, too, and it worked great. But now it comes in like half the bars, you know, because you got same radio, so you know what I'm talking about. It comes in about half the bars and it's hashy. No air noise with it and stuff, and since it's so weak, it won't close my squelch when it unkeys.
Yep. Same issue. I got the same thing going on. It's a repeater issue. You know, he'll get in there and fix it up when it gets time, I guess. But, you know, I'm going to put it out there. Anybody that's running a repeater, I sure do appreciate it. You know, you're putting in the time and the effort and the cost and all of that. It's a good thing for me.
Yeah, well, he's a good guy. He is, you know, you just think that he ain't just going to run and drop everything, and he's a busy guy too, so he ain't gonna just drop everything, run over there and fix it. But there was a time, some time back, where you couldn't even use it. It would break up and come in good, and then all of a sudden break up and all that other stuff fade out. And he got in there and he straightened it out, and it worked even better than it did when it was working before it started malfunctioning. And like I said, it worked beautifully. And now, I don't know, it's not putting out the power like it should. I have no idea. I know it comes in here half weak and hashy, you know, noisy, and when it unkeys, my squelch don't kick.
Yeah, same thing here, Dave. The same issue that I was having
Well, not that long ago, the past month, maybe 3 weeks. But, geez, I'm, well, you know where I'm at. I'm pretty dang close to the Mount Clemens repeater. So you'd think it'd be a, little better current, you know?
Well, on the Mount Clemens repeater or whatever, when it would unkey and my squelch wouldn't go in, I just reached over and smacked the key bar on my mic, just a quick key up, you know, nanosecond key up, and the squelch would go in. But then one day, man, it was like doing it all the time. Every time the repeater unkeyed, no squelch, you know, and I got kind of tired of it. So I was getting ready to quit, and then I thought, wait a minute, I'll wait. And when the repeater unkeyed and the squelch wasn't kicking in, I clicked it over to Detroit. And whoever was talking on the Mount Clemens repeater, obviously I'm hearing them on Detroit. And every time Detroit unkeyed, my squelch would go in, every time. So I stayed on Detroit.
Yeah, copy that. Well, when my squelch hangs up on 675, I look up and there are no bars. There's no power bars. But the radio is picking up, you know, and it just hangs.
Yeah, well, one day, for the hell of it, I slid my antenna back a little bit. You know, I got it on this cookie sheet behind me, and I slid it back a little bit. And Mount Clemens was coming in okay, better, much better. And it was squelching out, too, most times. And I thought, cool, maybe I got it straightened out. Maybe it was my antenna, you know, now that I got it back where it is. You know, now I'm hitting Mount Clemens better and all this other stuff. Well, it worked for about a day or so, and then it started doing its thing. Mount Clemens was coming in weak, noisy, and every time it unkeyed, you know, my squelch wouldn't go in. That gets annoying. So I've been on Detroit since.
Yeah. You heard any, I haven't heard any, like, Ohio stations or the Bob and Sheboygan. I've not heard any of that lately.
Roger that. Well, I believe we're unlinked from the other repeaters going up, Flint and Saginaw and all them repeaters up there. We're unlinked from them. I don't know. Somebody got out here. Some people got out. I know who it was, too. I know who it is. Got out here and started jacking around, and they had to cut the link up there because them guys up there didn't feel like dealing with that stuff. It always comes from down here, so we haven't been connected for a while.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's, you know, it's a shame that you bad apples gotta tear things up the way they do.
Yeah, it is. That's because they ain't got nothing better to do or something. Yeah, it happened. So I told Sean, I said, you know, either way, man, if you kill the repeater, you kill the repeater. I'm not going to cry. It's just the radio. You know, I can just reach over and shut it off. In fact, I do when the idiots get out here. I usually shut it down. You know, I don't feel like listening to all that.
I hate, Dave, I hate to even talk about it because, well, if you're listening, it's only going to make things worse, I guess. Definitely don't talk to them. Don't engage because it's just going to keep up, you know. Just let it slide. Turn the radio off. Whatever you guys do, just don't deal with those idiots.
Yeah, Roger. That. Well, I think the same thing, too, even just talking to you about it now. Talking to anybody about it, I think, you know, maybe we shouldn't be talking about it because idiots might be out here and it'll get them to start their stuff. But now, I don't know, man. I just wish it was Wizard was all good, man. All the repeaters connected and everybody just talks and no clowns in there or nothing. And I just wish it was that way.
Well, at least the times I'm on the air here, it's generally pretty good, you know, generally. But, yeah, it's irritating as hell when it happens.
Roger that. Well, like I said to Sean, you know, it don't bother me none. It's just the radio. I'm not going to get upset about a radio. I could just reach over, turn it off, and do some other stuff. I got a CB underneath this radio. I got a base station here, a sideband, 40-channel sideband. I got an antenna in the window, and I got it hooked to the radio. Obviously, I can't transmit because, you know, the antenna is not a transmitting antenna. I try to transmit and I blow the vinyls out of the radio. I use it for receiving, though. I'll go down there. But I rarely turn it on either because the only channel that's active is 19 and it's nothing but a bunch of noise and people cussing at each other and everything. So I don't really, some days I'll go to the sideband channels and see if there's anybody talking on sideband there. Roger.
Yep, copy that. You know, that's what I've heard. CB's kind of dead. You've told me that, other people. So I was going to try maybe get back into it. Just going to not try to spend any more money and just stick with what I got right here. Copy.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I started in the late 70s, mid to late 70s on CB, and I've been on it since, I think, 2005 or so when I quit, man. I just gave it up and I haven't been on it since. But, you know, I think about it, man, I wouldn't mind being on the CB again, running a CB again, if you can have just, you know, conversation with each other and stuff and not all that cussing and fighting and everything. 19's the only channel that has that. The rest of the channels are dead, except, you know, you got the Super Bowl channels, 11 and 6, where the boys out there run 20 grand or so and, you know, and make their own skip. But that I like listening to them, too. But I like to check the, because 36, channel 36 through 40, and if you have channels going up, it's all sideband. It's all set aside for sideband. But if this is only a 40 channel, I ain't going to channel it. I'm not going to do this thing's mint. This is a beautiful radio. President Washington, 254 gave it to me, and it's mint. The meter lights out. But if I do anything to it, I'm just going to turn the modulation limiter up, and that'll be it. I'm not going to open the clarifier or channel it or do anything.
Yeah, copy that. Hey, it's WSIL 946 for ID.
Yeah, Roger, thanks for reminding me. WSIZ 793. Sometimes I tend to forget a little bit, get into a conversation, and I forget the ID when I'm supposed to.
Yeah, copy that. Hey, well, I'm gonna let you go, Dave. I'm gonna be up and modern again on the side, bro. WSAL 946 after years.
Yeah, roger that, Ralph. Well, it's good hearing from you. I ain't heard from you in a while, I believe, and I got a hold of Alex a little while ago, and I asked him if he heard from you, and I believe he told me he did, so I said, all right, so he's still kicking, because usually I key down, and you're always out here. Alex is always out here, no matter what. As soon as I key up and call for him, all I got to do is sit and wait a minute, and he'll key up, so good guy there. But it's great talking to you, Ralph. You're sounding good. Glad you're all right, my friend. We'll talk to you in a little bit. WSFD 793, and I'm back listening.
All right, thanks, Dave. We'll talk in a few.
Bye, to Roger, 73.
WSFF 330, monitoring.
WSHR 566 to WSGU 844. You got a copy?
How about it, WSFP 902? You're around. WSOZ 793 calling.
WSFP 902. Dave, you out there?
Yeah, I'm out here, brother. You in the mobile?
What do you got going on?
No, I'm just sitting here. Usual stuff. Trying to cope. You in the mobile?
Just getting ready to roll out where I'm at. I gotta go drop something off. And then, I don't know. Don't know what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, all right, man. Yeah, I just called off for you just to see how you're doing and what you're doing. You know, nothing important there, okay?
All right, roger that. Yeah, I might swing by in a minute. Don't know. I gotta go drop some stuff off first. I gotta run home first, so. Let me see what I can do. Maybe I'll stop through.
Yeah, all right, well, I'll be here, and I'll be up for a bit, for quite a while in fact. So, just, yeah, if you do, just let me know, whatever the case, or just swing in. It's all quiet around here. I think, Sheridan's here. But other than that, it's a quiet day in the neighborhood there, as Mr. Rogers says.
Alrighty, roger that. So I'll get a hold of you when I get a hold of you. So, I guess I gotta swing by the house, and then maybe I'll swing down that way.
Alright, cool. Man, it's amazing how good your radio sounds for the repeater, man. You on Detroit or Mount Clemens?
Well, I'm over by Grosbeck and say 12 mileish, and I'm on the Mount Clemens.
Alright, well, the Mount Clemens is sounding good today. It's got problems. Sean says he noticed it too. He's going to get around to fixing it sometime. Don't know when. I'm on Detroit, man, because Mount Clemens comes in weak. My squelch doesn't kick in. So on Detroit, my squelch, since I got a good signal on Detroit, my squelch works, you know, so. Alright, man, well, I'll let you get with your business there and, let me know or don't let me know, whatever, man. Stop on in. I'll be up. I'll talk to you in a few, my friend. WSFZ 793. Now clear after yours.
Here, Dave. Same with me. I'm going to sign off. WSFZ 902, and I'm clear, and I'll see what I can do.
Today, I appreciate it. 73.
It's all sounding good in the 202 neighborhood.
Oh, there goes the channel. 796 in the mix.
Now two's in the house.
Oh, channel's waking up.
Yeah, a little bit. Dave, I told you I was going to have something to eat. It's 946ers. Now I'm on Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes on YouTube. I'm getting all sentimental on a Friday night. It's crazy.
Oh, man, that'll do that to you, too. That'll do that to you, too. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. I can't watch it, man. It gets me too messed up.
It's them blue eyes, brother. Trust me.
Well, don't be watching too much of it, man. We don't need no suicidal people out here, you know. Don't want to be talking nobody out of suicide.
Wouldn't be suicide. I'd probably try to go pick up the old lady next door, maybe. I don't know.
That would be a line I would have used. Yeah, just if you got a good stereo system, man, just crank it up loud and open the window or something and then go knock on her door, and as long as you can hear it over where her house is at, you know, ask her, you want to dance?
Not my neighbors. Oh, no. Especially I got a guy on the one side and a woman on the other side that I'm not going to get into it, but...
Oh, so she's one of them. Yeah. Yeah, I think I know what you mean, brother.
Yeah, I've had the police over my house in the last 2 years probably four times for just really, really stupid. Stepping on her lawn and really stupid stuff. Oh,
goddamn. Does she live alone?
Yeah, she does. Unless she's got somebody tied up in the back room, I think so.
Yeah, that's scary. I was gonna say, man, she's probably just lonely. Ain't had no rack in a while. You know, I figured maybe you go over there and, you know, work her in and... I don't know.
Stop it. Stop it. There's no way. There's no, it's just that creepy, dude. Jeez. Nah, no way.
All right. Don't you have a pet or something, like a dog or a cat or something?
Nope. She's still, well, I don't want to get into it over the radio, but, you know, she's a little different, you know, mentally, I think. I don't know. When the police show up, they stare me in the eyeballs going, what can we do? I mean, this is stupid. She had the police out because somebody turned around in her driveway, and she put some orange cones out there to keep them from doing it. Well, somebody stole the damn thing, so they showed up again.
Oh, all right. She's one of those, then. Ooh. Yeah, I'd stay as far away as I can, man. Yeah, ain't no need to go into all that over the radio, but yeah, she's one of those. You might want to stay as far away as possible.
Roger that. Blue Notes, the Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. What was the song? I heard you guys key up, so I muted it. You don't know me by now. Damn, it's good stuff.
Yeah, Roger. Earlier today, I found this Marvin Gaye tune. I don't know the name of it. It doesn't come to mind, but it says, make you want to holler into my life. Man, that's a bad little tune. I played it. I watched some prison movie on Tubi, and one of the prisoners was mopping the floor, and he started dancing with the mop to the tune. I thought that was a good tune. So I found it, and yeah, that's a good tune, man. Marvin Gaye is all right.
Well, he got a little with his music. something. Didn't his dad kill him?
You know, now that I think about it, I forgot how he died. I'm not sure if his father killed him or if he died naturally from some disease or something. I totally forgot. Well, hell, he's been dead for how long?
Oh, yeah, a long time. I think, no, I may be wrong, but I think his dad was a preacher of, I don't know, these Baptists or whatever, and he didn't like the lyrics and, you know, the sexual Indian, you know what I'm saying? And I think the old man took his ass out.
You know, that's something interesting. After I get off the radio with you guys, I'm going to get on Google. I'm going to type in, how did Marvin Gaye die? If his father did kill him, you know, then I don't remember, man. But, no, he died. But the guy was a good musician, man, a good singer and stuff. And, you know, yeah, with the sexual healing and all that other stuff, I could see the old man getting rough. But to kill him?
Well, I might be wrong, but that's what I do remember. Anyway, I'm going to get back to this Blue Note song here. I'll be monitoring. I'll be a little cat in a minute.
Oh, manslaughter. On April 1st, 1984, one day before, Marvin Gaye was shot to death by his father, Marvin Gaye Sr., during a family argument. It was later determined that Gaye Sr. Was suffering from a brain tumor. Oh, his father did kill him.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. Hey, I'm going to get back to this Blue Notes here.
Hey, Roger, I'm sorry I interrupted you because I know you said that before. But while you were talking, I typed in, how did Marvin Gaye die? And I had to comment on the radio. All right, my friend, I'll talk to you in a few minutes, man. Get with them Blue Notes and I'll be listening.
The break out there, Dave. I think it was, I can't remember, so yeah, somebody's out there trying to break in.
Yeah, I thought I heard somebody break, too. Go ahead, break. I guess not. All right, Frank, I'll talk to you in a little bit. WSOZ 793, and I'm quiet.
Couple of days ago, and I get these Detroit Motor City, they're Motor City P0. If you want a frozen piece, and well, I bought them. I don't normally, I just order, but they're about as good as you're gonna get if you want something from the freezer.
Roger that. Is it Buddy's frozen pizza or is it something else?
No, it's Motor City pizza is what they call it.
Okay, copy that. You did say that. I was just derping around, I guess.
How's things going? What's happening these days? Any good?
Not a whole lot with me. What is it? 841 finally had his surgery today, and it went well, so that's good. I don't know if he's going to be on the radio today, but I know you knew about it, so I figured I'd mention it.
Yeah, oh, it was today. Yeah, all I did, I just recommended, you know, sit on your ass, don't do anything, let that heal up well. You copy?
Yeah, absolutely, copy that for sure. That's what I was saying, and, you know, the doctors were saying, everybody on the radio was saying.
You know, and so your doc says, hey, it's time for a little physical therapy, you know, to let him take care of it. And trust me, it works. It worked for me for a lot of different surgeries and shit.
Yeah, well, good to know the experience and his tested advice for sure. How am I sounding to you tonight?
Sounded real good. Well, I'm on the Detroit repeater because Mount Clemens has been, it's acting up. You know, I can hear people, but you get on Detroit, everything's much clearer. You know, you get a bigger receive for sure.
Roger that. You're sounding great to me. I don't hear any noise back there. You know, sometimes Detroit gives a little diesel sound. I don't hear anything tonight. And that's what I've heard, too. I heard that Mount Clemens has been not outputting its highest power or something like that, maybe.
Yeah. On the receive also, their receive, because, you know, the numbers just aren't coming in large enough. But I think it's Sean that owns the receiver. He might have a feed line, a coax problem or an antenna problem or something going on.
Break.
Yeah, come on, break.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. I don't mean to get into your conversation, but I wanted to let you know, I talked to Sean about the repeater, and he noticed himself that it has problems. He said he's going to get to it when he can and straighten it out there. So he said he's aware that it ain't working right. So just to let you know, that's all, man. WSFZ 793, and I'm back out.
Hey, Alex, Dave, I already told you, you know, how much I appreciate the repeater owners, you know. They get to it when they get to it, we're lucky to have them.
Yes, I agree. I agree on that. It's good stuff, you know, he repaired it before. It was messing up before real bad, and he got in there and he repaired it, and man, that thing ran good. That was a damn good repeater. But lately, though, it's been, malfunctioning, and I talked to him about it, and he said, yeah, he noticed it, and he said he's got to get in there and repair it, but, you know, he's got stuff going on outside of the repeater, so he'll get to it when he gets to it there, Roger.
Yeah, roger that. Dave, sorry, Alex, I'm not letting you go here. I told you I was getting into some old Motown. I got into Chi-Lites and I had to grab a second tissue, my friend. Oh God, it was horrible.
That's a funny thing, because I just got done listening on YouTube to a bunch of Motown. That one I told you by Marvin Gaye, the song's called Inner City Blues. Make you want to holler. And a couple more Marvin Gaye tunes, and then I listened to some Diana Ross, and I was getting into it there, okay.
I just typed it in. It's up. I'm not listening, but I'm going to listen to you. We'll end it to this. Alex, you into Motown at all, Alex, 284?
I mean, I like Motown, but I wouldn't say I'm exactly into it, in terms of being a big fan. But I do like the music.
See that stuff, Dave? These younger guys, they just don't have the groove, man, like we got.
You're saying old enough.
I roger that. I was a kid. My oldest brother was a half-brother, but my oldest brother, he used to walk around singing Motown songs just out of nowhere, just would start singing them. He was a great singer. He sang good. He sang them Motown songs really good, and then a few years back, he was still singing the Motown songs, so I started learning to play them on the guitar, and I bought a recording studio, a portable 8-track recorder, and we were going to record. I was going to, record my guitars and on one track, him singing on the other, and then if anybody wants to find somebody with a bass to throw in there, you know what I'm saying. But he passed away before we could really get doing it there, Roger.
Hey, Roger, that well. God bless him. God bless him, man. I don't know what else to say.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, I appreciate it. But this dude had a voice, man. I mean, he had a great voice, and it was great for Motown. He was in the Motown ever since I was a little kid, man. You know, he's singing Marvin Gaye songs and stuff, and so I told him, I said, I'm going to listen to these songs and I'm going to pick them up and let's record, and he was into it. Yeah, so I bought a Fostex 8-track portable unit recording and stuff, and we were going to get ready to do some stuff, and then he went in for open heart surgery and he didn't survive it, I guess, or whatever. So rest in peace, Pete, but I appreciate it.
Copy that, my friend.
850.
Yeah, come on, 850.
Yeah, good evening. I was listening to you guys talking about the repeater. And, Dave, same thing we recognize, the power output sound or something else?
Well, it seems the power output's down on it. It's not giving me full scale. Usually when it was working, it would give me full scale from left to right, on the S meter. Now sometimes it barely makes the half scale, and it's noisy, it's hissy and everything. And my squelch won't lock when it unkeys.
Yeah, no, I know that's what you noticed, that's what I noticed. I'm wondering if the other gentleman, he's the one that's the wild card. What, same thing?
Same thing, sir, same thing. I'm at 696 in Gratiot, so I'm not real far. Same thing, it seems like a low power and a lot of hashy on people talking.
All right, so just, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Dave, I don't listen all the time, but if you notice something that's not, if it's that, then yeah, you know I know about it. I know you mentioned that. But if it's something else, you know, it be brought to my attention. But yeah, I'll get to it as soon as I can. It's staggering the number of repeaters I'm responsible for, so I slipped in there with the day job, right?
Yeah, Roger that. I'm sorry about that, Sean, because I thought you said, Dave, you know, you wanted me to put in what I found about the repeater, but I thought you were asking me, but yeah, I know. I told these guys, I told them that I talked to you and you even noticed it, and you'll get to it when you can. Fix it up all nice and beautiful like you did the last time.
Yeah, there you go. No, you're absolutely right. I would like you to keep an eye on it. And if it's something different, then absolutely, you know, reach out. But if it's this low output thing, then, you know, yeah, we already know about it. So, and I'll get to it as soon as I can. But I was just curious if there's something else going on. That's all. All right. I just ran out to pick up a pizza, and I'm backing in the driveway with it. Let you gentlemen carry on, and maybe I'll be out here in a bit. WRUU
850. All right, Sean. Yeah, it's just low output. The last time it was messing up, you know, it would cut out, come back, and everything. But it's just low output. It's hissy, and people going through it sound hissy. You know how that works. But anyway, have yourself a good evening, my friend, and you know, enjoy your pizza. Well, I could take some pizza. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. WSFZ
793.
Hey, Dave. 793, you still in there?
WSAL 946. Yeah, I'm still in here. Go ahead. Well, I'm listening to this Inner City Blues song. And, oh, yeah, it came right back to me. This is classic. Never get the sound with the you know, real popping the drums in the back. It's good.
Roger that. Like I said, I was watching some prison movie. It wasn't no box office hit movie. Just something I found on Tubi, and I was watching it. And one of the prisoners, he started mopping up the floor. He was alone in this room, not cell, but this room. He starts mopping the floor, and all of a sudden that song comes on. He starts dancing with the mop, man. I mean, he was really good, too. You know, spinning around and, you know, letting go and spinning around and grabbing it before the handle could fall over. And I thought that song was great, man. I thought that was a cool song, so... Yeah, that's a cool song. I'll be back in a minute, gentlemen. WSOZ 793.
Hey, 284 Alex, you still out there?
This is WSIP 284. I'm vigilant.
You're vigilant? I'm sorry, man. I kind of left you behind there on the last gig a couple of minutes ago. What's happening?
All good, man. I'm always out here, so, you know, it's all good. And I typically have other stuff going on, so it's not like, you know, you just abandoned me by myself or something.
I didn't mean to sound that way, but boo, boo, boo. Well, I would feel that way because I am. I ain't got a whole lot going on, but hey, it's your radio.
Yeah, Roger that. I didn't mean to suggest anything too crazy. I was just putting it out there that, you know, no worry here at all. And it's good when other people can get in there and talk and stuff.
Yeah, copy that. So, You still running with the same setup? You got your J-pole up there, right?
Negative. That's 841 with the J-pole, but I am still running the same setup. I have a Midland 575 with a Midland 26 antenna. I got that on a cookie sheet on top of a safe facing the window.
Damn it, I get you too confused. I know your buddies, and I get all things confused. Well, you sounded good. You sounded good up Detroit here.
It's all good. A lot of people get a couple people mixed up, I've heard, you know, so it's not a big deal. There's a lot of people on the radio to keep track of, too.
You know, if I don't write it down, my mind takes over, and it's usually not correct.
Yeah, copy that. I've got pretty extensive logs at this point, because I'm monitoring, like, every day, and, I don't know, I've made a lot of contacts over this time. But, the same thing, you know, I'll lose track of stuff if I don't write it down at least once.
Hey, let me ask you this. Have you had any long distance, like Ohio, in the last week or so? Okay.
The last week, yes, but in the last couple days, no.
Yeah, I don't think the radio guys are working there with the sky and all.
Copy that. I know the northern link has been down, which we've all heard today, but maybe the band just hasn't been as open the last couple days.
Oh, I don't know. Well, let me give a shout out. If you got any Ohio stations out there coming off the repeater, come on back.
There you are. You got seven old spirit over here, downtown Ohio, come on!
Sounds like the Nimrods are out there again.
Well, you know, never mind.
I wish they would go back to the CD where they belong.
Well, Alex, good talking to you. I'm gonna go on the side here. After all that, WSAL 946 after yours.
Roger that, Ralph. Always good talking with you. This is WSIT 284. I'll be clear monitoring.
There's nothing going on. Not 10, not 20, not 40,
not even here. I don't know what's happening here. I just turned that 20 meter. It was only one single station out there. That's all was it.
Yeah, like I said, I ordered a pizza a couple days ago.
I'm the only one eating because I got a barbecue chicken pizza. It's pretty good. Got the red onions and all that happy stuff on it. But I haven't ate all day, dude. So it's like my meal. So I gotta eat something. Like I said, I've been running all day and left out of here, I think, 4:05 this morning, so, yeah, I'm ready to mount something.
Yeah, you're going to be scarfing that stuff down, especially if it's from Green Lantern. I can just imagine how good that pizza is. I think that might have been the best pizza I ever had when I was at your house that one night and ordered Green Lantern. I think if I remember right, that's the best pizza I ever had, man. That stuff was so good. But, yeah, all right, I'll let you go ahead and scarf, and I'm just going to sit here. I'm watching a movie, Escape from Alcatraz, and just chilling out. So I got the radio on. You get done eating or whatever you want to eat. If you have, just give me a holler.
That's all right. I just threw it in the toaster oven. I don't microwave my pizza. I throw it in the toaster oven. It's going to be 10 minutes or so ain't no big deal. But either way, I just, you know. Let Stevie know I got Sheridan home. She's all right. I don't know if she called him or not, but whatever. Got her home, and everything's all good. Like I said, I stopped talking to Bruce for a minute, and then I just got to the crib, so I'm getting something to eat 7-8 all day, so. Alrighty, I'll put it on you later then. WSFC 902, I'll be listening.
Yeah, alright, brother. Pizza in the toaster oven, I think, is way better than microwaving it. Microwaving it takes something out of it, I don't know, it doesn't matter. But pizza in the toaster oven, man, that's the good stuff. So, we'll holler on you a bit. Like I said, I got the radio on if you want to chit-chat or whatever while I'm watching this movie, so we'll talk to you in a little bit. WSFZ 793, and I'm quiet.
Stuffed hamburgers and Doritos, man, here we go. WSFZ 202, and we're clear.
I deal with you in a bit, 202. I got this movie going and just chilling out. Hamburger sounds pretty good, too. I think I'm getting hungry. I'll find something. Anyway, we'll talk to you in a few, 202. WSFZ 793.
Yeah, we'll talk again.
Bye-bye.
Later, man. 202 on my quest.
No, that'd be for show. Where's 946? Ralph at? Still grooving to the... Is it tuned to that Motown or what there? WSFZ 793. No contact WSIO 946. WSFZ 793, and I'm
Thank you.
202-793. What are you doing over there, Dave?
Nothing, just got done watching a movie and check and see if there's any life out here. Last time I talked to Ralph, he was listening to Motown, and I know he was hitting the red cans. I figured I'd check and see if he's hit the top of the peak yet there, if you know what I mean. Yeah, put a little more modulation in your game there.
I was trying to speak soft. It was kind of late at night, you know.
Yeah, Roger, I hear you. So I figure it's a Friday night. I figured everybody's out getting loaded and partying and stuff there usually. Well, when you get my age, you kind of don't, but who the hell knows?
They're all kicking bricks on that other frequency.
Is everybody gathered down there and doing their thing?
Yeah, I had to turn that one off, man. It was getting kind of loud.
Yeah, Roger. When I have it on, I usually, push the PACB button and to, you know, quiet it. And then, you know, I see the meter jumping over, I pull out the PACB button and hear what's going on. I don't feel like listening to none of that. Looking at it, though, the meter's not moving very much, so, because I still have it on, but I have a PA mode. But, even if it was jumping around, I don't feel like listening to that crap.
Yeah, a bunch of Ozzy Osbourne was playing there, so I turned it off. I was using dinner, but I'm sitting over here watching Devin Lair, you know, the arm wrestler dude. Yeah, he's pulling some pretty good ones.
Yeah, Roger, I'm getting closer to my bedtime. I'm 3 hours past it, but I was getting ready here. I was just thinking my son grabbed me a little bite and go to bed, and tomorrow's another day. But I figured I'd check out here and see if any of the partiers are still alive or what.
All right, Dave. Well, we let you go to bed, man. WSEU 202, and we'll be clear on your final. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, all right, Scott. Now, I'm just going to get up and grow. Find me some quick grub. I haven't eaten a day at all. I figured I better get me a little something in my stomach before I lay down. So I'm going to go in there and see what the hell I can find. But, yeah, we'll talk to you later, man. Have yourself a good night. You and the other half there. WSOZ 793, and I'm clear.
She said night-night.
Roger that. Tell her good night. 73.
Two O two clear.